are stars in the southern sky. And if ever you decide you should go, there is a taste of time, sweet and honey, down the seven bridges road.
Coach Alan Scott of the Vinemark Eagles joins us now. Coach, first of all, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
When you begin practice in the fall, you're leading up to this one night, the summer workouts. All the practices, the sweat, all lead up to this one night. The lights are on, the stands are full, and the bands are playing. This is homecoming, and this is Friday Night Live. Hello again, everybody. I'm Tommy Warhurst, and welcome to Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School for Live 95's Friday Night Live, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Specialty Pharmacy, and Joe Coretti Auto Service. Once again, I'm Tommy Warhurst, and I'm joined this week by Dave Sargent. Dave, thanks for joining us this week.
Great. Thanks for having me, Tommy. Looking forward to it.
Jason Coretti is taking in the sun down in Orlando, Florida, and Dave was gracious enough to join us tonight. And Dave, we're going to have a couple of football teams tonight who are hungry to get a win. They both experienced a win in a Jamboree game. When it comes down to the season, both the Vinemont Eagles and the Danville Hawks are winless.
Right. This used to be a region game. These guys have gone back and forth in Region 7 off and on with the new realignment. Now Danville's moved up to 4A. Vinemont stayed at 3A. Still, a short drive to Danville High School. So a good natural geographical rivalry. Good to have them here tonight for our homecoming. Looking forward to a good game.
We mentioned the losses last week. The Vinemont Eagles lost in a heartbreaker. You know, you play the Addison Bulldogs tight right down to the wire. You're driving down to the goal line as the Eagles were last week to try to score, fumble the football, ended up losing the ball game 26-20. It's kind of got to break your back wise, but it also gives you something to fight for the next week.
Right, absolutely. I think Vinemont learned a lot about their football team last week when you take on an opponent the quality of Addison. And they found out that they could play with him. Addison, obviously, at the end of the game, was down at about the 2-yard line. Could have punched in probably for another score, but they showed a lot of class, and they had the game won. The game was over with. Took a knee there. But Vinemont found out last week that they can play with the Addisons of the world.
And last week, the Danville Hawks suffered a loss at the hands of Cole Springs. They lost 32-14 last week. So, as we mentioned, both teams coming off of losses in week one, hungry to get in the win column tonight. It is homecoming here at Eagle Stadium. That's going to create a lot of pageantry and excitement in the atmosphere here for the crowd too, Dave.
It absolutely will. Nothing like a homecoming. If you've ever been involved in sports, you really get pumped up for that. This, oddly enough, is very early in the season for a homecoming. Second week of the football season. Not normally a homecoming week, but for whatever reason, calendar-wise or whatnot, this is the week they chose to do homecoming, and we're looking forward to an exciting game. Might be a little warm, especially to the homecoming courts, and their makeup might get a little tacky out there. But
you took the words out of my mouth. A hot and muggy, steamy night in Vinemont, but we're going to have a great night of football. We're going to come back, and we'll actually talk with head coach Alan Scott of the Vinemont Eagles and run through tonight's starting lineups. When we come back, you're listening to Friday Night Live on Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service, plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Coach Alan Scott of the Vinemont Eagles joins us now. Coach, first of all, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on today.
The Vinemont Eagles have kind of been a little bit of a roller coaster the first couple of weeks. You've got one big win under your belt in the Jamboree game against Good Hope, and then probably a tough loss last week at the hands of Addison. What have you seen and learned from your team in the first couple of weeks?
Well, you know, just starting off week by week against Good Hope, I felt like that we came out very strong in the first quarter. I think we scored on our first three possessions of the game and held them scoreless in the first quarter. Then they kind of bounced back and did the same thing to us, and we were able to overcome that. And in the second half, kind of put it away there in the third quarter. So, you know, that was a good thing for us playing Good Hope and kind of getting some confidence, because no matter how hard you work at the beginning of the year, you still got a lot of question marks about what you can and cannot do. And I felt like we were able to establish the run that night and do the things we need to do on defense against what turned out to be obviously a very good passing team in Good Hope. I think they put up, you know, over 40 points last week against Cordova. And then last week against Addison, you know, you play in one of the perennial powers in the state in their classification, and they played them at their place. And, you know, the kids were not intimidated at all, I felt like, coming out there. And they just came out and played with Addison and really, you know, had opportunities to win the ball game and couldn't capitalize on that. But, you know, those are the things that we've got to work on. Effort-wise, though, I've been really pleased with our guys just getting after it pretty good. But, you know, the execution of turnovers, both weeks we've had about three turnovers total. And, you know, with what we do, you can't have that. So those are the things that we've got to polish up this week against Danville.
Well, and the turnover, you know, you take away the turnover last week, you guys are just about to drive in for a score, and
yes,
that
sir.
Might have really changed the ball game last week.
Absolutely. You know, we had I felt like we had controlled the ball offensively in the second half. We had turned it over earlier in the half already when we were already driving, and, you know, I felt like at that point I think we were down inside the five when we turned that last one over. And, you know, Addison got the ball back with less than 10 minutes and proceeded to go 21 plays and a kneel down. So, you know, you can't give a good team the ball back, and we did that. So, you know, but again, it was an effort play, and I thought their kid made a good stick on our running back, and the ball popped loose, and they were able to recover. But, you know, we just got to protect the football and cut out some of those penalties that put us in the hole on first and, you know, first and 20 instead of first and 10. I think we'll be okay.
You had a good week last week, as expected, out of Bo Wright and John Michael Dye. What do those two guys mean to your football team?
They're running well right now. You know, John Michael last year as a sophomore kind of was kind of our showcase back, I guess you'd say. And, you know, he did a great job of that. And this year he's just continuing, you know, where he left off last year. Bo unfortunately missed last season because of a knee injury. And so we're excited to see him toting the ball again. But I want to definitely give praise to our linemen up front. We graded out very well on our film last week from the Addison game, and we had 35 knockdowns, pancakes if you call them, and, you know, we only had the ball maybe about 50 snaps, and on just about every snap we're putting somebody on the ground. So it's just that we've got to play physical. We're not very big, and we've just got to get after you. So those guys up front right now are really, really selling out to try to get these backs some space, and of course when those guys do get that area, then they know what to do with the football.
You had a very physical game last week with Addison. How are you health-wise?
We're a little banged up. I mean, anytime you go through something like that, you're going to have some nicks and bangs. And so we've got a couple of starters that are kind of questionable for tomorrow night. You know, we still got a little hope that they're going to be dressing out. But, you know, it's one of those things. You play 3A ball. You guys go both ways. Things are going to happen. It's unfortunate. And you just try to rehab them, get them back as quick as you can.
Yep. Danville comes into town this week, Coach, to your place. What's it going to take for the Vinemont to be successful and be victorious?
I think we've got to come out of the gate fast. You know, we're still 0-1. I told our kids, as much as everybody's, you know, tickled to death with their effort, you know, we're still 0-1 right now, and so is Danville. So we're both looking for our first win, and, you know, to come out strong, you know, and put some points on the board early and shut them down, that's just going to be key for us, get that confidence again and know that we're going to do what we came to do. Danville's a, you know, they've got a first-year coach. He's running the wing tee. I think he's doing a great job out there, and, you know, Cold Springs beat them up a little bit last week. You know, those guys are going to come over here expecting to win the game, too. And so we've got to establish pretty early that we're going to do what we need to do to win the game.
Well, Coach, again, thank you for your time. I appreciate you joining us, and best of luck in the ballgame.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service, plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope Pharmacy, opening soon on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name. I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School for Live 95's Friday Night Live. Tommy Warhurst alongside Dave Sargent. Tonight's starting lineups, first for the visiting Danville Hawks. On the offensive line, number 66, Hale Parker. Number 56, Luke Jacobs. Number 50 is Jonathan Morgan. Number 52 is Justin Grinshaw. Number 54 is Chris Marr. At running back, number 22, Drake Sapp. Number 33 is Jackson Locklear, and number 6 is Noah Hogan. And the quarterback for the Danville Hawks is a junior wearing number 10, Noah McKay. Your starting lineup now for the Vinemont Eagles. At split end, a 5'9" freshman wearing number 1, Gage Bailey. Left tackle, 6'198" and a sophomore, number 78, Jonathan Blanton. At left guard, a senior, number 65, Hunter Rusk. At center, 6'1", 180 pounds, and a senior, number 71, Matthew Weems. At right guard, 5'6", 205 pounds, and a senior, number 70, Mason Lindsay. At right tackle, 5'9", 160 pounds, and a senior, number 76, Adam Millwood. The tight end, 6'1", 160 pounds, and a senior, number 85, Nicholas Jarrett. In the backfield, 5'10", 187 pounds, and a senior, number 25, Bo Wright. Also, 5'11", 155, and a senior, number 14, is Trey Guthrie. And the other running back, 5'8", 180 pounds, and a junior, number 28, John Michael Dye. And your quarterback for the Vinemont Eagles, wearing number 3, is a sophomore, Garrett Boland. Atmosphere here tonight, Dave, is beginning to get electric. The students are lining up on the field for the victory line, and we're about to be ready for some football.
And the fans obviously are ready for that. Might mention that Garrett Boland is the younger brother of Tyler Boland, who was a great running back for Vinemont the last couple of years. We've got a couple of teams that, again, this time last year would have been opening up the region with each other. Tonight, this is not a region game. Both teams open up region play tomorrow, or next week, rather. Carbon Hill will be the opponent for Danville, and Vinemont opens up region play next week versus Hanceville here.
And there are some other big games going on around the county tonight. Westminster is at Good Hope. That is a region game, 4A Region 7. Fairview's at Randolph. West Point is up in Huntsville playing Columbia. Southeastern is at Cold Springs. Holly Pond has traveled to Oakland, and Winston County playing at Hanceville tonight. So a lot of good games going on around the county. And as Dave mentioned, too, some region contests going on tonight. And then region play picks up big for Vinemont and both Danville next week.
Right. Last week, or last year, rather, when these two teams met at Danville, Vinemont came out victorious 37-7. Danville, of course, would like to even the score this year. Vinemont will have something to say about that.
Our kickoff is coming up. You're listening to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, two drive-through windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157 next to the hospital.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Welcome back to Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School. And right now, the captains are meeting at midfield. The captains for the Vinemont Eagles, number 85, Jared Nichols. Number 71, Matthew Weems. Number 70, Nathan Lindsay. And number 14, Trey Guthrie. The captains for the Danville Hawks are number 6, Noah Hogan. Number 10, Colton McKay. And number 44, Ryan Stealth.
Danville Hawks, of course, with a brand new coach this year. After the previous coach had some medical issues, Josh Llewellyn, now the head coach at Danville, and probably instilling some new wrinkles, may take the Hawks a game or two to get used to his system.
But you know exactly what you're going to get out of the Vinemont Eagles on offense tonight. They're going to run the football and try to wear you down.
And have done a good job of it this year. Against any defensive front, they found a way to push the ball forward. Been really impressed with the two games that I've seen Vinemont play this year.
Sun is beginning to set to the west. It's going to be a great night for football here at Eagle Stadium on the campus of Eagles High School. We're glad that you've joined us. The Eagles have won the toss, and they will receive to begin tonight's contest. And ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to take you down to the field for the playing of our national anthem.
Member of the SGA, immediately followed by the playing of the Star Spangled Banner and presentation of the colors by the Piedmont High School Marching Eagle Band. And now, Bailey Morgan.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come to you tonight and ask for you to watch over all the players and to keep everyone safe on their trip home. Win or lose, we ask that you will lead us to do your will. In your sweet, precious name we pray. Amen.
Our national anthem performed by the Vinemont Eagle Marching Band, and that means, Dave, we're just only a few minutes away from kickoff.
Only a few minutes. Vinemont's band sounds good as always. A little personal note here. Both my daughters played in the Vinemont Eagle Band, so I have a soft spot in my heart for them.
Yep.
And Danville's band is here in full glory. They have new uniforms this year, I found out. So, football is right around the corner. They just announced it's 81 degrees at game time, and the humidity's got to be at least that.
It's going to be a sticky night for football, but we're going to bring you all the action. We're glad you're with us. Again, a special thank you to Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Sales, and even our Joe Coretti Auto Service, and even myself, Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency. Tell these folks thank you for bringing you Friday Night Live each and every week here on Coleman's Live 95. The Danville Hawks have taken the field. They'll be dressed in their visiting white jerseys, purple numbers, white trousers with purple stripes down the side and purple helmets. And your Vinemont Eagles now take the field dressed in their home red jerseys, white numerals, red hats with white V's on the side of them, white trousers with red stripes down the leg.
And a little something extra to play for tonight, being homecoming, as you mentioned earlier. And as those that may have just joined us, awful early in the season to hold a homecoming game, but due to calendar situations, this was the week they figured would work best for both teams. So that's why we're doing homecoming here, the second game of the season.
And as we mentioned, the Vinemont Eagles won the toss, and they'll send back deep to receive number 25, Bo Wright. He'll stand at his own 7-yard line.
Vinemont has basically a senior led offensive line. Most of those guys are up at the near the 50-yard line for the kickoff return as well.
And speaking of those seniors, this year, I think the seniors on this football team have put an emphasis on this is their year. It's their last time. They had some injuries last year that didn't have a season that they wanted. They want to turn things around this year.
Vinemont would definitely like to go further than round one of the regional playoffs or the area playoffs. That's as far as the Eagles have ever made it, and recently.
Kick is in the air, a short squib kick taken at the 30 by the Eagles, run to the 35, across the 40, out to the 43-yard line. So that's where the Vinemont Eagles will put the football into play. First and 10 from their own 43-yard line. Just underway at Eagle Stadium, Tommy Warhurst first alongside Dave Sargent. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Thank you for joining us.
Number 47 for the Hawks on the tackle that time. Don't have him listed on the roster. There may be some jersey changes that have been made since the rosters were printed, but we'll try to get you the names as best we can tonight.
Eagles come to the line of scrimmage now. Wing to the far side. Two backs as they work left to right. Handoff is up the middle this time to 28. That's John Michael Dye. He's across midfield into Hawk territory to the 43-yard line. Carries for a Vinemont Eagle. First down.
Gain of 13 on that play. You can see the hole open up from that senior offensive line. Good play. Good opening play for the Eagles.
The Vinemont Eagles will go no huddle. They'll operate from the line of scrimmage.
First down for the Eagles from the Danville 43.
Garrett Boland gets the play from the sideline. Bo Wright will be in the wing on the top side as the Eagles work left to right. Handoff again goes to John Michael Dye, running behind that big offensive line for 4 or 5 yards all the way down to the Hawk 37-yard line.
Good pickup again on the first down play, brought down by number 50 for the Hawks. That's Jonathan Morgan. Hawks operating out of a five-man defensive front tonight. Eagles will do the same.
Second down. We'll call it 3 yards to go for Vinemont now from the Hawk 37-yard line. Again, Eagles operating left to right as you listen. Motion to the near side from Bo Wright. He takes the handoff from Boland. He gets down to the 30, still fighting down to the 27-yard line. That's good enough for another first down. What an impressive run for Bo Wright.
Those that had the opportunity to go to Addison last week saw one of the finer runs you'll see in high school football. Bo Wright broke tackle after tackle for a 45-50-yard gain. Impressive runner.
First down and 10 for the Eagles now. From the Hawk 20. 8-yard line. Garrett Boland will operate from the shotgun. They'll have Bo Wright in a wing to the far side. John Michael Dye and Trey Guthrie in the backfield. Handoff goes to John Michael Dye again, getting across the line of scrimmage, and he only is going to pick up maybe about a yard. A good defensive stop that time by the Hawk front line.
You had number 56 coming in the right defensive tackle, that's Luke Jacobs, also on the stop that time was the outside linebacker, Jackson Locklear.
Second down and 9 now. Eagles staying in the same formation, wing to the top, two backs in the backfield. Guthrie, the fullback, is up close to the line of scrimmage. John Michael Dye standing right next to Garrett Boland, quarterback. From the shotgun now on second down and 9, Boland going to keep it himself. He's running behind his big offensive line, and he's down to the 21-yard line and barrels his way forward just across the 20, barely inside the 20-yard line. A good carry that time of about 6 yards by Garrett Boland.
Brought down by number 55, left defensive tackle. Actually, I think he's lining up at the left outside backer. Nice stop, but not until after Boland hit up a good game.
So it's third down and short now for Vinemont. We'll call it third down and 1 from the Hawk 20-yard line. Again, same formation. Wing to the top, fullback, running back. Running back is going to be Michael Dyer. He's got the handoff, and he's going to be close to an Eagle first down. If they mark him at the 17-yard line, it'll be a first down. But, Dave, it looks like they're going to be close right between the 17 and the 18.
I believe we'll probably have the chains brought in from the far side of the field. Awful close. Nope. First down, Vinemont.
So another first down carry that time puts the Eagles in working position from the 17-yard line. No score. We're just underway. 9 minutes left in the opening quarter. Vinemont and Danville here from Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Dave Sargent for Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Dye takes the handoff again. He hands it back to Bo Wright on a reverse, and Wright runs down to near the 10-yard line before he's wrestled down by number 66, Parker Hale of the Hawks.
First time I've seen that play from the Eagles this year. Not saying they didn't run it the first game. I didn't see all of that game. First time I've seen it in the last 2 weeks. Very, very nice play. A little misdirection there.
Be second down and 2 now for Vinemont. The ball resting on the Hawk 11-yard line. Bolin gets the call from the sideline. Again, wing to the top of the formation is Bo Wright. The running backs are John Michael Dye and number 14, Trey Guthrie. Dye takes a toss. He's to the one. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Beidemont.
Touchdown, Eagles!
Beautiful play. Little toss sweep left. Basically, when Dye got the ball, he was outside of containment. I don't know if that was just a misread on the defense or what, but good for 6 points.
John Michael Dye on the tall sweep gets the Beidemont Eagles on the board first. And now we'll have the extra point attempt. Looks like Kobe Nicholas doing the kicking chores for Beidemont. The snap, the place, the kick is up. And it is trying, and it's going to be just missed to the left side. So, extra point is no good. So, with 8:06 left in the first quarter, your score, Beidemont 6, Danville nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Welcome back to Eagle Stadium on the campus of Beidemont High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Dave Sargent. The Beidemont Eagles have just taken a 6-point lead over the Danville Hawks. And now the kickoff from Beidemont is going to be taken by the Hawks at the 23-yard line. Running back to the 25, to the 30, at to near the 32-yard line is number 44, Ryan Self. So that's where the Hawks will put it in play. First down and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Beidemont leading now 6-0 with 7:59 left in the first quarter.
Deke right there on the stop for the Eagles. Good coverage. The field, the ball was fielded at about the 21-22-yard line and returned only about 8 yards. Correction, about 13 yards.
So the Hawks will come out. They'll send a receiver to the far side as they work from right to left now. A wing also goes that way. Split backs behind the quarterback, Noah McKay. And before McKay can take the snap, we've got a flag on the far side of the field.
Looked to me like maybe the left tackle pulled a little bit early.
They actually are going to call offsides against Beidemont. So that will give the Hawks a free 5 yards to begin the ball game. They pick it up and they'll start out first down and 5 before they even run a play.
The Eagles.
Coach's best friend. 5 yards without running a play.
So the penalty pushes the ball up to the 33.5-yard line. Be first down and 5 for the Hawks now. Operating from right to left, a wing to the near side, split backs behind McKay. McKay is going to keep it, turns the near corner, gets across the 40, and out to the 41-yard line, loses the football. The official has dropped his fumble flag, and he gives the football to the Beidemont Eagles, recovered by number 55. The hero of the moment is Lucas Birch.
Danville came around the left end. Quarterback did on a pretty much quarterback keeper. He had that ball carrying it out there wide of his body, something that you don't want your ball carrier to do. Beidemont took advantage of it, stripped it loose, and was there to pounce on the loose ball.
So now the Eagles are back in business from the Hawk 41-yard line. The Eagles lead 6-0. We've got 7:47 left in the opening quarter. As the Eagles work left to right, they'll have a wing to the far side. Guthrie and Dye in the backfield. The handoff goes to Bo Wright, sweeping back across behind his right tackle all the way down to the 30-yard line. Is Bo Wright good enough for a Beidemont Eagle first down?
Play game 11. There we go with that misdirection play again. They hand it to Dye going off left tackle, who then hands it back to Wright, who's scissoring across going off right tackle.
So first and 10 now for Beidemont from the Hawk 30-yard line, 7:35. Left in the opening quarter, Beidemont leads it 6-0. They've been in the same formation most of the night, a wing to the far side. The up back is Trey Guthrie. He's close to the line of scrimmage. And then John Michael Dye goes either to the right or the left. This time he split to the left, takes a toss again across the 20, 15, to the 10, Dye to the 5. Out of bounds at the 1 yard line is John Michael Dye.
The Hawks are going to have to get somebody out there. That play is going to work all night long. Basically, when the pitch is made, he's outside containment.
He's lining up in the backfield, but like you said, he's lining up way to the top, almost behind his tackle. And all Garrett Boland does is just step back and toss him the football, and Dye gets to the corner, and he's getting 5 or 6 yards before the Hawks can even react. They actually say he stepped out of bounds about the 10-yard line, so it'll be first down. They are going to say they can get a first down just shy of the goal line, so it's first and 10. They hand off to Bowright. Wright fights down to the 5, maybe down to the 4-yard line before he stopped.
Nice pickup about 6 yards there, so the Eagles can, like you said, get a first down without getting a touchdown. It would be first and goal from the 1 if they do so.
When you're picking up 4, 5, and 6 yards of carry, you've got guys like Blanton and Rusk and Weems and Lindsey and Millwood putting some big holes up there on that offensive front. Second down and 5 now. Same formation from the Eagles. Wing to the top as they work left to right. They'll send Dye in motion to the top of the field. Boland's going to keep it. He's to the 2. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Vinemont.
Touchdown,
that time, Boland, they set that play up by the wide plays they were running earlier. He faked the pitch this time to Dye and then kept it right up the middle, and the lane was there for the touchdown.
So the Eagles extend their lead to 12-0, and Lucas Birch, who recovered the fumble to get the ball back in the hands of the Vinemont Eagles, comes on to attempt the extra point. The snap, the place, the kick is up, and this one is right down the middle. It's good.
And it's
good. Clock is stopped with 6:30 left to go in the opening quarter. Your score, Vinemont 13 and Danville nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Back at Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School, and the Vinemont Eagles are proving to be hard to handle right here so far in the first quarter as they lead 13-0 over the Danville Hawks. The kickoff from the Eagles goes out of bounds right about the 11-yard line.
Eagles
so
kick.
We'll see if the Hawks want them to re-kick it or if they're going to take the good field position. But, Dave, so far we've seen nothing but ground pounding from Dye and from Bo Wright.
You know, run it till they stop it. That's the old mantra. Right now, Danville has no answer for Vinemont's running game. You notice when the Vinemont Eagles offense comes off the field, Coach Sanford's just giving them water. Not really a whole lot that he can do to instruct them to do something different because they're doing exactly what they need to be doing.
The Hawks elect to take the ball at the 35-yard line, so that's where they'll go in business. They ran 3 plays on their last series, and McKay on a quarterback keeper wasn't hit very hard but fumbled the football, and right there to fall on it was Lucas Birch, and that put the Vinemont Eagles in great field position and allowed them to extend their lead to 13-0 now. 6:30 left to go in the opening quarter. It's first and 10 for the Hawks from their own 35-yard line. They send Hayes to the near side. Handoff goes to the running back around the far side, getting up to near the 40-yard line. It's number 44. That's going to be Ryan Self.
Pulled down at the 40. Actually, his back leg stepped out at the 39-yard line. So pickup of about 3 brings up second down and 7 for the Danville Hawks.
They'll place the football down right about the Hawk 39-yard line. And just as the Vinemont Eagles have not been huddling up tonight, the Danville Hawks will huddle up, and they break the huddle. They send Haynes to the near side as they work right to left. Locklear's in a wing to the near side. Handoff again goes to Self, and Self's going to be wrapped up in the backfield. He's going to lose about 4 yards, and there's a charge of about three or four Eagles that wrap him up behind the line of scrimmage.
Jarrett Nicholas, the right defensive end, first one there, had the play read perfectly and brought back to the original line of scrimmage. So third down 10.
Heat tied out on the field. We'll take one with them. There's 6:02 left to go in the opening quarter. Your score, Vinemont 13 and Danville nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School. First quarter. Vinemont leads 13-0. Dam got the football. Third down and 10 from their own 35. McKay wants to throw. He's intercepted at the 42-yard line and run back down to near the 35-yard line. Great defensive interception that time by Garrett Boland. He's not only good as a quarterback, Dave, he's also good as a cornerback.
That was an ill-advised throw there. You had was intended for Holder, but he was covered up. Four, not one, not two, four Vinemont Eagle defenders around there. He should have kept that ball or thrown it away.
And now the Vinemont Eagles once again go to work inside Danville Hawk territory from the Hawk 37-yard line.
First and 10 Eagles.
And Vinemont leads 13-0. We've got 5:45 left in the opening quarter.
Danville cannot give the Eagles short fields if they have any hope at all of keeping this game close.
On first and 10 now from the shotgun. Boland wants to hand off to John Michael Dye. He gets 3, maybe 4 yards up to down to about the 33-yard line.
A bad omen for the Danville Hawks. Their record when giving up 10 points or when allowing 10 points or more is 21-99. Vinemont already with 13 points here in the first quarter, so not looking good for the Hawks.
Second down and 6 now for Vinemont from the Hawk 33-yard line. Fake the toss out, going to throw down the middle of the field, intended for his tight end, Nicholas Jarrett. It falls incomplete, so that'll bring up third down now for the Eagles.
Jarrett, or Melton, had the had the advantage on the defender, but the throw was just a little out of his reach. If he'd have dialed it in just a little bit more, we'd have had another 6 points on the board.
So it's third down and 6 for Vinemont now from the Hawk 33-yard line, working from left to right. Boland will operate from the shotgun. He'll hand off to John Michael Dye. Dye is fighting his way down to the 30, and just across the 30-yard line is John Michael Dye. He's been the workhorse tonight for the Eagles.
Dye has that interesting running style. He kind of goes, he kind of soft-toes it to the line of scrimmage, finds the hole, and then has that fast burst through it. You see running backs at the collegiate level that do that. T.J. Yeldon comes to mind.
So it's fourth down and a long two. We'll just say it's 3 for Vinemont now from the Hawk 30-yard line. Wing to the near side. Handoff in the backfield goes to John Michael Dye. He's got the first down and more. All the way down to the 19-yard line is John Michael Dye. Good enough for a Vinemont first down.
There he was again. Went to the middle of the line of scrimmage and kind of danced back and forth for just a second till he found the hole that was open and then burst through for a first down down inside the 20.
They'll spot the football down at the 19-yard line. The Eagles lead 13-0. 4 minutes left here in our opening quarter. Wing to the far side of the field is Bo Wright. John Michael Dye sends next to Bolin in the backfield. Fake to Dye, and Bolin wants to throw, and he fires complete down near the 5-yard line.
Nicholas, I believe, on the reception. No, that's 25.
That's going to be Bo Wright.
Oh, right.
They're going to give him a first down down near right about the 4-yard line. It'll be first down and goal for Vinemont.
Beautiful drawn play there and a well-thrown ball. Only Wright could catch the ball. If it goes incomplete, it goes out of bounds.
So first down and goal now. Bolin from the shotgun. Has Dye to his right side. He's going to hand it off to Bo Wright. Wright runs over a couple of Hawks. Fights his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Vinemont.
Good tough running that time, but Bo Wright actually hit in the backfield by a Hawk defender. He broke out of that, hit another couple at the line of scrimmage, and pulled his way into the end zone.
The running backs are making it look easy, but just like Coach Scott said in our pregame interview, those running backs don't have any holes to run through if it's not for folks like Millwood and Lindsay and Weems and Rusk and Blanton. They're opening up their holes on the offensive line. Those are the guys that are making it easy for the running backs tonight. And now Birch back on to attempt another extra point. This one is placed down, kicked up, and this one is no good. So timeout on the field with 3:50 left to go in the first quarter. Your score, Vinemont 19 and Danville nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Welcome back to Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Dave Sargent. Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. And the Vinemont Eagles have really opened it up tonight. They're leading the Danville Hawks 19-0. And we're still 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in the opening quarter. It's been all ground game for the Vinemont Eagles. Kickoff is going to be taken at the 23-yard line by the Hawks. Run back to the 30 and out to near the 30, not about the 36-yard line. That's where the Hawks will put it into play, but Dave, so far it's been just what we expected, pound on the ground by the Vinemont Eagles.
Pound on the ground by the Eagles, and Danville, I don't believe, has crossed their 40-yard line yet. If they have, it wasn't by a yard or two. So they've been hemmed up in their end of the end zone all game and have had the have turned the ball over a couple of times as well.
Well, this is going to be where Coach Llewellyn sees what his team's made of. Down 19 points in the first quarter. First and 10 from their own 35-yard line. He can see if they're going to put together a good drive or see how they're going to react to the Vinemont Eagles really getting out on top of them.
Got movement again. Whistle. I believe Vinemont jumped. Evidently, the quarterback for Danville is changing his cadence or doing some hard counts and getting the defensive line to jump.
So with the penalty, it gives the Hawks a free 5 yards. It'll be first down and 5 from the 40-yard line.
That's been their best play, oddly enough, is the penalty.
Haynes is split to the far side of the field as the Hawk works right to left, double wing, and one lone running back. The running back takes the handoff. That's 22, Drake Sapp. And Sapp gets positive yardage up to the 44-yard line.
I believe that was their longest running play of the game. A pickup of about 4 near first down yardage. It's going to bring up third down and short, or second down, because of the penalty. Second down and a short 1 yard to go.
Ball resting at the Danville 44-yard line. One receiver to the near side. Wing comes to this side. Quarterback under center. He hands it off. And picking up the Hawk first down and getting up to near midfield is 22 again. That's Drake Sapp. He's got the first Danville Hawk first down of the night.
And got something going here. This would be a huge boost to the Danville Hawk offense if they were able to get this down and get points out of this drive right here. Now all of a sudden you're back in the ball game and you've got momentum on your side.
The football resting right at midfield. First down and 10 for Danville now. Clock running. 2 minutes, 50 seconds left in the opening quarter. Danville trails Vinemont by 19. Receiver split to the near side. Fake handoff to the fullback, and they hand it through the tailback. And, boy, there's three Vinemont Eagles sitting there waiting on him. The big one, the one on the bottom of the pile there, is Matthew Weems.
Excellent stop by Weems. Also in on the play that time was Bo Wright. Kind of everywhere on the field is Mr. Wright. But that play is going to lose a yard, so brings up second down at 11 back at the Hawk 49-yard line.
So negative yardage after a couple of positive plays for the Hawks has them second down and 11 now from their own 49-yard line. One receiver to the far side, a double wing and a fullback. The handoff goes to Self, the wing back, and he gets across midfield and down into Vinemont Eagle territory about the 47-yard line, a pickup of about four.
The way he, that handoff went around the right side, the way the back took it, it almost looked like it was going to be a half step back pass. It looked like he was looking downfield. Either nothing was open or he just was looking for a hole to run through. Found a small one, third down and about eight.
Well, they could have been running a setup play to see how Vinemont reacts to it and come back to that later on. We'll
Absolutely.
Keep, we'll make a note of that, Dave. We'll keep a check on that
third
for later on.
For
it is third down and eight now for the Danville Hawks from the Vinemont 47-yard line, and penalty flags on the field again. If this is another offsides against the Vinemont Eagles, and you're exactly right, he's doing something with his snap count to draw him offsides.
Got to watch the ball. How many times have you heard coaches tell the defensive linemen, watch the football? But it's hard to do when somebody's counting out, and especially if they're hard counting. Now, if he's doing it too blatantly, the referee will step in and say, you can't do that.
Yeah.
But evidently, he's doing it within limits.
He may can change his voice inflection, but we'll have to watch him for a head bob because offsides against Vinemont was the call. So another 5 yard pickup for Danville puts them now in third down and three. The football resting at the Vinemont Eagle 43-yard line. Hawks working right to left here in the opening quarter. One receiver to the near side, handed off to the fullback. He's got a first down and more all the way down to the 35-yard line. That is Drake Sapp. Again, he's been the biggest ground gainer tonight for Danville.
And I'll tell you what, if it weren't for a shoestring tackle by Matthew Harrington, I believe we might have six on the board for the Hawks. There was no one else in front of him. Good tackle, good open field tackle there by Harrington.
So it's first and 10 for Danville now. They seem to be on a roll this drive. It's first and 10 from the Eagle 36-yard line. Split backs behind McKay. Handoff time goes to Self. He turns the left corner. 30, still on his feet. 25, 20, all the way down to the 17-yard line is Ryan Self. Good enough for another Danville Hawk first down.
Nice hard running that time by Self.
Craig Guthrie on the tackle.
He had the sideline, but Vinemont had the angle. Got to him, knocked him out of bounds. But Danville has found something out about Vinemont's defense and is taking advantage of it at this point in time.
So that running play, if it hadn't been for Trey Guthrie, the Hawks might have found the end zone. It's first and 10 for the Hawks now from the Eagle 19-yard line. Handoff goes to Self again around the right side. Down into the 16-yard line.
Ryan Self on the carry.
That's a good pickup. Looked like it's getting down on the end of the field opposite of where we are. Looked like maybe 3 or 4 yards. We'll call it 3 yards on the pickup.
Gain of two on the play.
So it'll be second down and nine now for the Hawks. And they are going to let the first quarter expire. And after one quarter of play, it's been all Vinemont. Vinemont leads it 19 to nothing after one quarter of play. We'll be back. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, two drive-thru windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157 next to the hospital.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Back at Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School, Tommy Warhurst alongside Dave Sargent. Glad you're with us for Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Special thank you to Joe Caretti Auto Service, Specialty Pharmacy, Scissor Salon, Odin's Auto Glass, Morton Buildings, Good Hope Pharmacy, Cyber Broadband, and myself, all proud to be sponsors of Friday Night Live. My business is Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency. Thank you to each and every one of you folks for bringing Friday Night Live your way each and every Friday night here on Coleman's Live 95. On second down and nine, the toss goes to the near side to number 22, Drake Sapp, and he's run out of bounds right about the line of scrimmage. He's not really going to pick up much on that play at all, Dave.
Vinemont is pretty much sold out to stop the run at this point. They had nine men within 3 yards of the line of scrimmage that time, and therefore not a whole lot of open space for the Danville Hawks on that play.
So it'll be third down and nine for Danville now. So far, their best drive of the night. The football resting on the Vinemont Eagle 17-yard line. They working left to right now here in the second quarter. They hand it off to Self, and he tries to get back to the line of scrimmage, but he's met that time right in the middle of the hole by Trey Guthrie. Guthrie and also Bull Wright near the stop that time for Vinemont.
Also, Brian Reynolds did a good job of redirecting the run back toward the inside where the tacklers were waiting.
So it's fourth down and eight for Danville, and it looks like they're going to swap out footballs. They're either going to try to attempt a long field goal, or they want a passing football brought into the ballgame.
Yeah, it might be a little out of, I don't know what kind of kicker. Well, it looks like they've got a tee. They must have a kicker. This will be in the range of 33 yards.
Landon Tidwell is going to put it down for the Danville Hawks, and number one is their place kicker, and he's not shown on our roster, and his attempt is not going to be anywhere close. It barely made it over the line of scrimmage and squibbles through the end zone, so the field goal attempt is no good. So once again, the Vinemont Eagles have a pretty big stop. They have a 19-0 lead over the Danville Hawks, and the offense for the Eagles comes back onto the field.
That might have been a time to try something across the middle and hope for an interference or something. That kick wouldn't have been good from 3 yards, and it was attempted from 33. So you've got to know what, and maybe he's made those kicks in practice, but there's not a lot of kickers at this level that can kick a 33-yard field goal. I mean, there's a few of them out there, but Vinemont's never had one.
Yeah. It'll be first down and 10 for Vinemont now from their own 20-yard line. Bolum will operate out of the shotgun. Eagles working from right to left. Wing is to the near side. He'll hand it off to John Michael Dye. Dye's got 5. Dye's got 10. Dye's got 14 all the way out to the 34-yard line.
I might retract my statement a little bit there. Vinemont has had some good field goal kickers. In fact, they had a girl field goal kicker that scored the first points in Alabama high school history as a girl in varsity play.
First and 10 for Vinemont now from their own 34-yard line. Bolin going to hand it off to Dye again. Kind of a bobbled handoff, but Dye grabs a hold of it and runs across the 40. Still on his feet, dragging Hawks with him across the 45-yard line is Michael Dye.
He was stopped probably 4 yards shy of the first down, but kept his legs going. Danville was not wrapped up around his legs, and he was able to push the ball forward across the 45, and good enough for a first down for the Eagles.
John Michael Dye have had some impressive carries here tonight. He's been the workhorse for the Vinemont Eagles.
Probably already nearing the 100-yard plateau for the game.
First First and 10 for Vimont now. Fake the handoff to John Michael Dye. Bolin's going to keep it. Tries to get around the far corner of the field, and he's wrapped up there. Jason Haynes is the first Hawk to get to him, and that's probably going to be the first negative play we see out of Vimont tonight, just a quarterback keeper that just didn't materialize.
No, some blocking broke down there, and I think there were some stunts that came in from the left side. Just more white jerseys than there were red to block.
Clock running, 9 minutes, 45 seconds left in the first half. Vimont with a 19-0 lead over the Danville Hawks. Vimont has the football now, second down and 11 from their own 43-yard line. Bolin will operate out of the shotgun, wing to the near side. Two backs in the backfield behind him. He gives it to John Michael Dye. Dye hands it back off to Bo Wright on a reverse. Wright's across midfield and down to the 46-yard line.
Reverse.
Nice pickup that time. Play will move the ball into Danville Hawk territory around the 47-yard line. And now brings up a third down and manageable 3, maybe 4 yards for the first down.
Misdirection when it's Bill John Michael Dye. John Michael Dye, you hand it off to him again, and you slip it back to Bo Wright coming back the other direction, and it caught the Hawks a little bit off guard. Third down, and as Dave said, a manageable 3, maybe 4 yards for Vimont now. Bolin going to toss it back to John Michael Dye, the same toss sweep they've run successfully, and it's successful this time, too, as John Michael Dye runs all the way down to the 37-yard line. He's got another Vimont first down.
That time, Danville had containment out there, number 23. Sawyer Hood turned the play back in, but there was no one there to make the tackle once he turned it in. So nice pickup for Dye and another Eagle first down.
It'll be first and 10 for Vimont now from their own, or actually not from there, from the Danville Hawk 37-yard line. The Eagles go no huddle. They get the play from the sideline. Bolin will be in the shotgun. He'll have Dye and Wright in the backfield. Deke Wright and Bo Wright both in the backfield now. Bolin from the shotgun fakes it to Dye. He's going to keep it. Jumps over his offensive lineman, running down to the 30 and all the way down to the 27-yard line is Garrett Bolin. He just hurtled across the offensive line and picked up some good yardage.
Well, that time Bolin broke through the initial line of scrimmage and the initial wave of blockers or of tacklers, and then the secondary tried to strip the ball from it. They were going for the ball, and Wright just kept his feet moving and carried the ball another 5 or 6 yards, whereas the tackler's gone for the tackle instead of the ball. They probably could have saved 5 yards of turf.
Second down and 1 for Vimont now, and it looks like they were able to finally draw the Hawks offsides. It may be an easy first down for the Vimont Eagles, and that will be the call, offsides against the Danville Hawks. So with the 5-yard penalty, it'll give the Eagles a first down. They'll move the football down to around about the 23-yard line.
Now that's when a coach really pulls his hair out, because that's your nose guard right above the football, and he jumps on the count instead of watching the ball.
So it'll be first and 10 Vimont now from the Danville 23-yard line. Bolin from the shotgun, wing to the far side. He wants to throw. He's got an open receiver. It is caught at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown, Vimont Eagles. That is Stephen Melton on the reception and the touchdown for Vimont.
Beautiful pass and completion from Bolin to Melton. Melton had a defender on his back, but kept his legs going and drug him into the end zone. I thought I saw a flag come out. I thought there might have been an inadvertent face mask, but I don't see the flag on the field, so it must have been something else I saw.
Lucas Birch back on to attempt the extra point. Bolin will put it down. Lines are set, the snap, the place, and the flag.
Penalty markers.
We've seen a few flags on the field here so far tonight in the first half.
We have, and most of them motion related. Offsides, well, all of them have been offsides, I believe.
And they continue to be as they call offsides this time against Danville.
Vimont's going to kick the extra point until they get it right. They've made 1 of 3 tonight.
They'll actually leave the football. Original play, you didn't mess up your kicking angle. So Lucas Birch will line up for the extra point again. Bolin will put it down. The snap is a high snap. Bolin gets it down the step. The kick is up, and this one is...
And no good.
No good.
No good.
From this angle, it almost looked like it was good, but they've got a better angle than we do. 7:59 left to go in the first half. Your score, Vinemont 25, Danville nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Back to Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School. And so far tonight, the Vinemont Eagles have proven they are really hard to handle tonight.
You know, you mentioned on the extra point that the officials have a better angle than we do, and they do. But last week at Addison, it was signaled good, and then another official that had a better angle than the two underneath the goal came in and override it and made it no good.
Hard to see that anyone else could have a better angle than the two guys next to
the
goalpost.
You would think so, but it was the first time I'd ever seen that.
Yeah.
Seen one somebody override somebody that was underneath the goalpost.
On the kickoff, the Hawks return it back to the 30-yard line, so that's where they'll be in business, first and 10 for their own 30. We've got 7 minutes and 53 seconds left in the first half. Vinemont out to a commanding 25-0 lead here at homecoming.
If you're just getting here, it looks like a London fog enveloping the field, but it's actually smoke from the bar underneath.
It sure does smell good.
It does.
First down handoff this time goes to Locklear, and he gets out maybe 1-2 yards, so maybe just about a 1-1.5 yard pickup that time for the Hawks.
Not much going up the middle. Looks like about 2 yard gain, maybe. Maybe 3 if you want to be generous. But the Eagles have made it awful difficult, except for that one drive aided by a couple of offside penalties that got blocked out. The Hawks have had tough sledding trying to run the football tonight.
On second down and 9, they were kind of reverse handoff this time, and the Eagles sniffed that one out. It maybe gets right back to the line of scrimmage. Not much to do with that time for the Hawks.
Third down and 8. Guthrie on the tack that time. Eagles. Hawks haven't had a whole lot of luck either way, on the ground or through the air. They've only thrown a couple passes, but
it's third down and 8 now. The Hawks, they want to throw this time. McKay's back. He's getting pressure. Flushes to the near side. 5 to the 37-yard line. A good run that time by McKay before he's finally run down by Kobe Nicholas.
He was flushed into the pocket. He wanted to throw. No one was open. He tucked it and ran. And picked up pretty good yardage. It brings up a 4th down and 4. Other side of the 50, they probably go for it. Here, we're probably going to see a punt. They're at their own 37-yard line, so definitely a punting situation. Bo Wright back deep for the Eagles.
So on 4th down and 4, Danville will come in and punt. The football is at their own 37-yard line. Eagles ought to get good field position again out of a short, wobbly kick. They are going to get good field position to hit at the 36-yard line. It's about 32-yard line. So that's where Vinemont will take over. First and 10 from their own 32-yard line. 5 minutes and 38 seconds left here in the first half. Want to remind you of some things coming up on Live 95. If you don't know, each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, there's a great sports show called Sports Talk Live. Everything from local high school athletics to college athletics, professional athletics. They talk about it all. It's Ronnie Barnes and Jason Spiegel, your host for First Talk Live. That's each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 4 until 6 right here on Coleman's Live 95. Also, the Sports Talk Live broadcasts are always available on demand, as well as is Friday Night Live. If you can't listen live tonight, or you know someone who can't listen live, they can log on to live95coleman.com. Anytime after about 20 minutes after tonight's broadcast, they can click on the on-demand section and listen to the ball game on the on-demand section via live95coleman.com. You can also stream the audio there tonight or anywhere you are around the world. If you have the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone, just download that, search for Live 95 Coleman, WRJMLP, and you can listen to us live on Friday Night Live anywhere around the world as we bring you Friday Night Live each and every Friday night here on Coleman's Live 95.
I'm certainly glad you found something for Ronnie Barnes to do.
He needs a little something to
he
do.
He needs something to do. You know, we're just coming back from another heat timeout, and you know the players are becoming dehydrated out there, and they need the liquid. But you forget about the referees. I saw Joe Pace during that heat timeout down almost an entire bottle of water, Joe Pace being the referee here tonight. His crew doing a fine job, too.
First down and 10 for Vimont now from their own 32-yard line, working from right to left here in the second quarter. Handoff goes to 28, John Michael Dye, and Dye is across the 35 at to the 37-yard line.
John Michael Dye on the carry for the Eagles.
Talking about Ronnie Barnes needing something to do. You know, he was off all this week from the Sports Talk Live show because he decided he was going to take Miss Karen down to Jamaica.
Jamaica.
So, yeah, he's probably having it tough.
Yeah. I'm sure he is.
Second down and 5 for the Eagles now from their own 37-yard line. They lead Danville 25-0 here in the first half. Dye again, big hole, 45 across midfield into Hawk territory at the 47-yard line. I tell you what, Matthew Weems, Mason Lindsay, Adam Millwood, Hunter Rusk, and Jathan Blayton, those guys are really making the running easy for the running backs tonight.
I tell you what, and anytime your secondary is making most of your stops tonight, that's not a good sign for the defense. And by that time, either Bo Wright or Dye have a head of steam, and those are two big boys that you don't want to see coming at you with a full head of steam.
Football's resting at the Danville Hawk 48-yard line. First and 10 for Vinemont. Bolin operate out of the shotgun. Went to the near side. Split backs are Rott and John Michael Dye. Dye takes the handoff, hands it back on a reverse to Bo Wright, and he maybe gets back to the original line of scrimmage. It looked like the Hawks kind of sniffed that one out.
Yeah, Justin Greenhaw there had seen that play one too many times. He says, "You're not fooling me this time." Got him around the ankle, and Bo couldn't do anything with it.
So the play fails to gain. It'll be second down and 10 for Vinemont now. Ball still resting right on the 48-yard line to the Hawks. It's 25-0. It's been all Vinemont so far in the first half. Bolin will operate out of the shotgun. Dye and Wright in the backfield, and then Wright on a wing. The toss is to John Michael Dye on the near side. He's around the corner, across the 35, down to the 30, and barreling his way down to the 26-yard line is John Michael Dye. Again, Dave, just that quick toss sweep, and he's turning the corner.
Pretty much outside of containment almost when he receives the ball. But what Danville's playing with here, when they split enough men out wide enough, stretch the defense across the front out, that opens up the inside lanes, and Bo Wright and Dye have been taking advantage of those lanes as well. It's darned if you do, darned if you don't tonight for the Hawks.
Vinemont is really stacking up the yardage on the ground, stacking up the first downs, and they're padding the scoreboard too. They're up 25-0 with 3 minutes left here in the first half. It's first and 10 for the Eagles from the Hawk 25-yard line. Bolin from the shotgun. He's going to keep it right behind big Mason Lindsay, and he gets it more yards, or he's wrestled down by the Hawks.
Garrett Bolin on the
field. Number three is been in a lot of tackles tonight. We don't have him on the roster, so I'm not sure who that is, but he's been all over the field tonight. Made a good stop that time for no gain.
They'll call it second down and 10 for Vinemont now from the Hawk 25-yard line. Clock running, 2 minutes, 40 seconds left of the first half. The Eagles lead it 25-0, and the Eagles have the football. Bolin from the shotgun. Hands off to Bo Wright, and Wright picks up 2, maybe 3 yards down to near the 21-yard line.
Off right tackle, led that time by Deep Wright, who was the lead blocker going through the hole. Nice pickup of about 4 yards. Third down and a possession down now. Third down and six, although Vinemont is in two-down territory.
Down and seven. Vinemont leading 25-0, 2 minutes left in the first half. Third down handoff comes to the near side this time. Running all the way down to near the 17-yard line. He's really been the one carrying the load tonight for Vinemont, and he gets down close to the first down marker. He'll still be a couple yards short.
Ryan Self met him about 3 yards further upfield, but Dye kept his legs driving and picked up another 3 or 4 yards to make this a very manageable fourth down play. We have a timeout. Looks like the Hawks have taken their first timeout of the game.
Danville takes timeout. The clock is stopped with 1 minute 28 seconds left to go in the first half. Your score, Vinemont 25 and Danville nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Back at Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School, homecoming night 2014 for the Vinemont Eagles, and the fans and those that have come back home to Vinemont are seeing, I guess, what you want to see on homecoming night, a good 25-0 lead so far by the Vinemont Eagles.
Looks like a very joyous homecoming dance upcoming after the game, and it's so true as they are now.
Fourth down and three for the Eagles.
On fourth down and three, from the Danville Hawk 19-yard line, the Eagles will go for it. Bolin's in the shotgun. He's going to toss it to Dye. Dye's got the first down and more across the 10 and dances all the way down to the 7-yard line.
They haven't stopped that toss sweep yet, so why not run it again? First down. And he's going to be down close. Is he inside the 10? Looks like he's inside the 10-yard line, so it's first and goal now.
It'll be first and goal, Vinemont, from the Danville Hawks 7-yard line. Clock stopped at 1:21 left to go in the first half. The Eagles with a 25-0 lead. From the shotgun is Bolin. He's got Dye behind him and right on a wing. Dye takes the handoff straight up the middle, running behind his offensive lineman, Lindsey and Weems and Rusk, and he gets his way down to near the 5-yard line for about a 2-yard gain.
This is going to be a one well of a coaching task for the Danville coaches at halftime. You know, Homer Jones, the defensive coordinator, has got to figure out a way to stop the Eagles. And Charlie Wilborn, the offensive line coach, has got to figure out a way to open up some holes because you're about to go down another score here.
And Bo Wright takes the handoff from Bolin, and Bo Wright does exactly what you said, Dave. He turned on the inside handoff and puts the Eagles on the board again. 31-0 now with 46 seconds left in the first half.
So you go in at halftime, you're down 31-0. The kids can look at the scoreboard. I mean, you know, they know what's going on here. But somehow as a coach, you've got to try to fire them up and get something burning in them again when they come out in the second half. You know, a couple quick scores, a couple quick stops, and it's a new ball game.
Lucas Burt got to attempt the extra point for the Eagles. A snap, the place, this kick is up, and this one is good.
Number 55.
Well, there you go.
So with 46 seconds left in the first half, the Vinemont Eagles have a 32-0 lead over the Danville Hawks. And again, I want to take this moment to say a special thanks to Joe Coretti Auto Service, Specialty Pharmacy, Scissor Salon, Odin's Auto Glass, Morton Buildings, Good Hope Pharmacy, Cyber Broadband, and my company, Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, all proud sponsors of Friday Night Live here each and every Friday night on Coleman's Live 95. If you would like to be a part of Friday Night Live, send an email to studio@live95coleman.com. We have some great rates on your ability to sponsor Friday Night Live along with Sports Talk Live, and also commercials on the radio station throughout the day. So if you want to be a part of that and get it at what is a great price, just send us an email to live95coleman.com. We'll be proud to let you be a part of all the exciting action going on now on Coleman's Live 95.
Eagles set to kick off, number 25 once again. Bo Wright with a little pooch kick that's going to roll out of bounds at about the 35-yard line of the Danville Hawks. So some of their better starting field position.
It will be some of the best because they have really struggled, except for one drive. They had not crossed the 40-yard line. Their last drive, they had the football, was able to get down to the territory, but they did not come over the point, so it's a good position for Danville, but they don't have a lot of time to work with now, just 46 seconds left in the first half.
And that drive was aided by a couple of offsides penalties against the Eagles, setting up first and short instead of first and 10. Eagles still operating out of that five-man front defensively.
So on first down, McKay wants to throw. He fires, and just over the hands of his receiver, number 24, that's Jacob Holder. Pass falls incomplete. It'll be second down and 10 now for the Hawks.
Dalton Herford there on coverage for the Eagles. That him walked. Trouble is, he was trying to cover two receivers. There were two out in the route there. He had one of them, and you know, really, Bolin had the other one, but Bolin was playing soft. He was about 10 yards away from the line of scrimmage.
Second down and 10 for Danville now, working from left to right as you listen here in the second quarter. Split backs, and McKay's under center. He hands it off to his fullback. He's good. Cross midfield, open field, 40, 35, 30, 35, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Danville.
That'll make the coaching job at halftime a little easier. Simple draw play up the middle. Beaumont's got some of their some of the reserves in now. And just found a seam on the left side of the defensive line. And good for, let's say the original line of scrimmage was about the 35-yard line. So, very nice pickup.
About a 75-yard touchdown run by Drake Sapp. By far the biggest offensive performance tonight by Danville. The snap for the extra point is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. The Hawks are on the board. The clock is stopped with 28 seconds left to go in the first half. Your score, Vinemont 32 and Danville 7. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Back at Eagle Stadium, game of the Vinemont High School, the Danville Hawks are on the scoreboard with 28 seconds left to go here in the first half. Your score, Vinemont 32 and Danville 7.
Credit where credit is due. The extra point there by the Danville Hawks was your traditional right smack dab down the middle, nice end-over-end kick that might have been good from 33 yards.
And a high kickoff taken by Bolin at the 10, back to the 15, to the 20, and across the 30. At to the 31-yard line is Garrett Bolin. So it'll be first and 10 Eagles now from their own 31-yard line. Just 22 seconds left to go in the first half.
Let's see what Coach Ellen Scott decides to do here. If he thinks 21 seconds is enough time to score again, or if he's got enough points and just going to take a knee. You never have enough points.
On first and 10, a wing to the near side as the Eagles work right to left. They give it to John Michael Dye, and Dye barrels his way across the 35-yard line at to the 37-yard line. A good 7-yard carry that time by John Michael Dye.
John Michael Dye on the carry for the Eagles.
Nothing fancy. Straight off
near the
left guard in between the gap of guard and tackle there. With 7-yard pickup, you never know. Just one of these trying to run the clock out, you might
time
bust it.
Time runs out.
That's it.
That is it. At the end of the first half, your score, the Vinemont Eagles 32 and the Danville Hawks 7. Our halftime show is next. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
If you like personal service and folks...
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to Eagle Stadium, the campus of Vinemont High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Dave Sargent in what has been so far, Dave, a very impressive performance tonight by the Vinemont Eagles and the ground game.
Absolutely. They're pretty much running at will. And the couple times that the Eagles have gone to the air, they've been able to connect there as well. Danville just having trouble all the way across the board running the football. They threw one earlier, ill-advised, that was picked off. In fact, two of Vinemont's first three scores came on short fields due to Danville turnovers.
It's been 32 points put on the board tonight by the Vinemont Eagles, and most of that ground game has come from John Michael Dye, But we've also had some great carries from Bo Wright and a good leaping carrying run by the quarterback, Garrett Boland, even for one carry.
I would say John Michael Dye is probably getting near unofficially the 150-yard mark for the game. Bo Wright is probably up, I would say, around 75, 80 yards himself. He should be able to break the 100-yard mark by the end of the game.
The offense has been dominating tonight for the Vinemont Eagles, but likewise, their defense has been pretty impressive, too, keeping the Danville Hawks at bay, getting a couple of turnovers and making it easy for the offense. Danville has had two decent drives tonight. One of them stalled out, but the other one did produce points and get them on the scoreboard for 7 points. But also, like I mentioned, Dave, in addition to the offense, that the Eagle defense has done a pretty good job.
Pretty good job. They've tried to help Danville a couple of times with some offsides penalties, and that aided Danville in that one long drive that they did have. But when the Eagles play good, solid defense, watch the football, don't move until the football moves, they've pretty much been impenetrable for Danville. As I mentioned earlier, we have both teams. This would have been a region game the last year or two. Because of the reclassification, Danville now plays at the 4A level. Vinemont remained at the 3A level. Both of them are still in Region 7 in their respective classifications, and both teams will begin regional play next week. The Danville Hawks will open up the regional play at home against Carbon Hill. Also in their region now, Fayette County, Curry, Cordova, Hamilton, and Haleyville. Hamilton and Haleyville both 2-0 on the year, and probably the favorites in that region. However, every team begins region play next week. Vinemont, on the other hand, begins region play next week at home against the Hansville Bulldogs. Then they travel to Winfield for another region game. Then they are at Cold Springs for a regional game. First time the Cold Spring Eagles have been on Vinemont's schedule in quite some time. Oakman, another region, first time Oakman has ever been in the region. This will be the first meeting, to my knowledge, between the Eagles and Oakman. That comes up later on. Game number 6 of the year will be Holly Pond, at Holly Pond, a region game. Then it's Susan Moore, and then at Winston County to wrap up the region. Susan Moore and Winston County both now in Vinemont's region. Final game of the year will be Fairview here, a non-regional game.
So a pretty good schedule coming up for the Vinemont Eagles. Some new teams on the schedule and still some familiar faces, too. And it looks like if they can keep their ground game going and move the football the way they have tonight and the way they ran the ball good last week. They ran the football good last week, too, put up some good numbers last week. They just came up on the short end of the scoreboard stick.
Right. And good omen, again, for on the scoreboard. Vinemont has 32 points. When Vinemont scores more than 30 points in a game, their record is 40-1.
We're at halftime, and your score of the Vinemont Eagles 32 and the Danville Hawks 7. We'll take a break and come back with more of our halftime show. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, 2 drive-through windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157 next to the hospital.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building Sales Consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. Welcome back to Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School. It is Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. It is halftime, and the Vinemont Eagles have a 32-7 lead over the Danville Hawks on homecoming night here in Vinemont. I'm glad to be joined tonight by Dave Sargent. Our Friday Night Live game analyst is Jason Coretti, but Jason decided that he was going to run down to Orlando, Florida, and Disney World to be the World Wide Web and the technology that we have. Can you hear us? Maybe not. Are you with us, Jason?
I was just listening on the tune in just a few moments ago. I did my mind. I think it's more of an offense compared to what we had last week. But 39 points on the board already, and that was the total of last week's points total. And it sounds to me like y'all got a little bit of a lopsided game, but it very well could be an interesting game in the second half if Danville was able to get a little bit of offense going.
Yeah. Well, you know, and thanks to the technology, the TuneIn Radio app, you're able to listen to VineMod, listen to us down at Disney World in Orlando, and that's what we've told folks. No matter where you are around the world, you can listen at live95coleman.com or download the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone and listen to it live there. And you're right, last week we had a big offensive performance from Fairview, and tonight it's been all the VineMod Eagles on the ground.
Yeah, sounds that way with 200-something yards of offense already. I wasn't able to listen to the whole thing because we were running around the park, getting rained out there, and pushed off the buses and get back over to the All-Star Resort right here from Disney World in Orlando, Florida. But can't wait to be back with you on the air next Friday night. We'll figure out what game we're going to call. Be on the air next Friday night at 6:40 p.m. and ready to go once again for Friday Night Live here at, for 95.5 Coleman's Live. That's it.
And Jason, if it's raining in Orlando, you probably go ahead and start your game prep for next week. We're going to go follow the Good Hope Red Raiders as they go take on the defending state champion, Oneonta Redskins, over in Oneonta next week.
Well, that sounds great. We'll travel over to Blount County and see what Oneonta's got in store for Good Hope Red Raiders. I can't wait. And I will talk to you guys when I get back next week. So just be ready for some great football. Coming to you live, like I said, 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio, and we'll talk to you next Friday night, folks.
Hey, Jason, here's an idea. Why don't you see if you can light up a high school down in Orlando, and I'll just come along for the ride.
I couldn't quite catch that. The technology that we're working with tonight.
They said just
elementary, but maybe we can get that relay one.
Yeah, Dave said just line up a high school down there in Orlando, and he'll come down there and call a game for them.
If I could say I would, I just live here if I could do it. But unfortunately, somebody's got to come home and make some money so we can pay some bills and keep the rich folks away from the house.
Yep. Well, Jason, thanks for taking time out of your Disney World trip to join us here on Friday Night Live. We'll see you again next week.
as we travel over to Aniana to watch the Good Hope Red Raiders take on the Redskins from Aniana.
Can't wait. Look forward to seeing you again, folks, next week. Talk to you then.
Safe trip home. Jason Coretti down in Orlando, Florida. You know, with technology these days, he's able to listen to our broadcast now from down in Disney World. It kind of breaks my heart that it's raining and he's having to listen to us, but, you know.
You know, darn. Well, you know, there's thing about Orlando, they've got stuff indoors that you can do, too. So you can walk over there and watch the Cirque du Soleil or something like that.
But special thanks to Jay Fuller and Melissa and the gang at WRJMLP, which is Coleman's Live 95, for allowing us to bring high school football to you each and every Friday here on Friday Night Live. And they make it to where you can listen no matter where you are around the world. You can listen here locally on 95.5 FM. Stream the audio. Live95Holtman.com or do as Jason Coretti is doing in Disney World in Orlando, Florida, and download the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone and just search for Live 95 Coleman, WRJMLP, and be able to listen to whatever broadcast from Live 95, whether it's Friday Night Live, whether it's the great music throughout the day and night, or whether it is Sports Talk Live each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 4 to 6. No matter where you are, Jay and Melissa and the folks are making it easy for you to listen to Coleman's Live 95. We're at halftime. The Vinemont Eagles lead the Danville Hawks 32-7. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you. And doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service, plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Welcome back to Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Dave Sargent. It is halftime at Vinemont, and the Vinemont Eagles have a commanding 32-7 lead over the Danville Hawks. And Dave, we had a lot of pageantry at halftime. Homecomings are always exciting. And who was our homecoming queen?
Homecoming queen this year for the Vinemont Eagles was Caitlin Kirkendall. She was crowned by last year's winner, Peyton Besley. Now, you know, when I was in high school, they always said, oh, you know, this is what we've all been waiting for. But I swear to you, these girls know before they get crowned. Now, that's just my take on it. They may not, but I've always thought, these guys, come on, these girls know who is the winner before they announce it. But, anyway, congratulations to Caitlin Kirkendall. I know her family well. Just some fine folks.
Congratulations, Miss Caitlin, on being the 2014 Vinemont Eagle Homecoming Queen. And it has been a homecoming game that the fans want to see tonight from the Vinemont Eagles. They're out to a commanding 32-7 lead over Danville here at halftime. And there's some other big games going on around the county tonight as well. Westminster is a Good Hope. That's a 4A Region 7 game tonight. Also, other region action is Fairview and Randolph. West Point is in Huntsville playing at Alabama A&M Stadium against Columbia. That's a 5A Region 8 game. Also, Southeastern is at Cole Springs. That's a 2A Region 6 game. Holly Pond is at Oakman tonight. That's a 3A Region 5 game. And Winston County is at Hansville. That's a 3A Region 5 game as well. And we mentioned next week, Friday Night Live, will be on the road over to Blount County to Gilbreth Stadium as the Oneonta Redskins, the defending 4A state champion, host the Good Hope Red Raiders. Jason Coretti and myself will be on the air next week at 6:40 to have the Good Hope Red Raiders and the Oneonta Redskins for you here on Friday Night Live.
You know, you mentioned the A&M stadium being used for high school football. I don't know how long they've been doing that. This year was the first year that I was aware of it. Obviously, there's a lot of schools in Huntsville and only a couple of stadiums really that are usable. So there was a game last night between Lee of Huntsville and Albertville at the A&M station, stadium that I almost went to. Never did hear the score of it, but I understand it was supposed to be a pretty good ball game.
It's a pretty impressive facility. I was there several years ago with the University of North Alabama, and they've really got a nice campus and a great facility there. They'll pack it out when the Bulldogs are in town. They'll pack it out.
It's an impressive looking stadium going up 431 as you pass it. I've just never been on the inside of it, and I've always wanted to do so. Truth be told, I might have been there tonight had I not got this call.
Well, I'm glad you're here. It's been a pleasure having you. We'll have some more fun coming up in the second half. It is halftime now. The second half just about set to get underway. The Vinemont Eagles lead the Danville Hawks 32-7. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, two drive-thru windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157 next to the hospital.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything, from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Back at Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School, and so far in the first half, the Vinemont Eagles have proven to be hard to handle as they've got a 32-7 lead over the Danville Hawks, and some other games going on around the county tonight as well. And I think Dave's got some scores from around the county.
Yes, we've got a few partial scores from around the county. Everything at halftime right now. Hansville leads Winston County 21-0. That is a regional game. Also tonight, West Point with a 14-6 lead over Columbia. Randolph High School leads Fairview 14-0 in half, and Cold Springs leads at half over Northeastern 12-6. Of course, here 32-7 Vinemont over Danville.
It has been a lot of John Michael Dye on the ground tonight. He's one of those guys who put up some impressive numbers, and if he can continue doing that, you know, he could be one of these guys that gets a nomination for the Coleman County Sports Hall of Fame, unlike some folks like Todd Lindsay, say, for example, who's an outstanding golfer here in the county but doesn't ever seem to manage to get a nomination to be in the County Hall of Fame.
Well, he just never won a tournament that mattered. That was the main problem there. So I know Todd well. He was an outstanding golfer for many, many years and still is.
Todd, we'd just pick at you. If we didn't like you, we wouldn't pick at you, brother.
12 minutes on the clock, the second half.
Second half set to get underway. The Vinemont Eagles kicking to the Danville Hawks. It'll be a short kick. It'll be taken by the Hawks at the 35-yard line. Run back to the 40, 45, 50, across midfield, into Eagle territory to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Danville. Ryan Self with a kickoff return of about 70 yards. Puts the Danville Hawks on scoreboard with six more points.
Right up the far sideline. Didn't weave, didn't bob. Just got outside containment and outran everybody. What were we talking about in the first half? You've got to be able to motivate these guys to come out and play hard. You got the second half kickoff. Motivation was there. They've scored. They've made it a quick score. And now all of a sudden, with the extra point, it's ball game again, 32-14.
And the extra point kick is good. So with the opening kickoff of the second half, the Danville Hawks come out and make a statement. Our score is now Vinemont 32 and Danville 14. And I don't, you know, that was not something I was expecting to see as we open up the second half, as neither were a lot of folks.
No. And I was about to mention the fact that Danville needed to get more points on the board, because when they are scoring, when they score less than 10 points, they're when they score less than 10 points, they're 1-50.
Wow.
Overall, when Vinemont scores 30 or more, they're 40-1. So definitely in Vinemont's favor, still is, obviously, but that will help the Danville Hawks.
So Danville will kick it away to the Vinemont Eagles now, and standing back at the 15-yard line will be Bo Wright. He'll be flanked by John Michael Dye to his right and Garrett Bolin to his left.
Danville kicks off to the Eagles.
Kickoff from Danville is going to be taken by Wright at the 15, to the 20, 25, dances to the 30, 35, dragging a Hawk with him to the 37, still on his feet to the 40, breaking tackles to the 45-yard line is Bo Wright.
He drug another 7 yards out of the Danville kick coverage defense. He was hit around the 40, ended up at the 47. There is a flag on the field. Don't know if that's going to be a hold or a face mask. We'll wait and let the referee. Face mask against the Danville Hawks. So tack on another 10 yards to the end of the run. That'll put the ball in Hawks territory.
And the Eagles have been fortunate tonight. They've had the football in great field position or been in the Hawks' territory for most of the night, and they'll begin their first drive of the second half just inside the 50-yard line, inside Danville territory. It's 32-14, Vinemont, 11:39 left in the third quarter. Garrett Bolin, your quarterback for the Vinemont Eagles. He'll operate out of the shotgun. He'll have Bo Wright in a wing to the near side. Trey Guthrie beside him. And John Michael Dye standing next to Bolin. Dye gets the handoff. He, and he's got four down to near the 45-yard line.
Same old in the second half. Dye off left tackle. Pick up three, maybe 4 yards. Nice pickup for first down. Brings up a second down from the 46-yard line.
Second down. We'll call it 8 now for Vinemont from the Danville 46-yard line. Vinemont working from right to left here in the third quarter. Bolin will be in the shotgun. He'll have Wright on a wing to the near side. Guthrie goes that way, and John Michael dies up to the far side of the field. Handoff goes to Bo Wright. He's across the 40 and all the way down to the 36-yard line. Good enough for another Vinemont Eagle first down.
Nice pickup that time off the right side of the Vimont Eagle line, who, once again, that senior laden line is opening up huge holes. That's made by number 66, Parker Hale for the Hawks.
So first and 10 for Vimont now from the Hawk 37-yard line. From the shotgun, Boland's going to keep it. Gets across the line of scrimmage and picks up two, maybe 3 yards, down to the 33-yard line.
That play should have lost a couple or 3 yards. It was hit in the backfield, but it's able to shake the tackle and move for a pickup of about 3.
You talked about that offensive line doing the work. You got to give credit to Jathan Blanton, to Hunter Russ, to Matthew Weems, Adam Millwood, and the senior Mason Lindsay, 5'6", 205. Those guys opening up some big holes for these running backs tonight.
And Lindsay coming back off of knee surgery in the offseason. So big-time play out of him.
Second down and 7 now for Vimont from the Hawk 34-yard line. Wing to the near side. John Michael Dye, the lone back behind Boland. Dye gets the handoff, 30, 25, 20. Dye racing to the 15, to the 10. Got the corner down to the 4-yard line is John Michael Dye.
Once again, there it is, around right end, around left end, rather. Breaks containment, big yardage, big play down inside the 5. It'll be first down goal for the Eagles. They're going to answer right back after that kickoff return to open the second half.
It'll be first down and goal. They'll mark him down at the 4-yard line. So, Ryden Guthrie, the wings to the near side. John Michael Dye, the lone back beside Boland. Dye gets the handoff, dances to the 3, the 2, to the 1, and he's in the end zone.
Nice blocking that time, right over right guard. Nice big hole there. Had to shake one tackle before he made the end zone. But a nice answering drive for the Eagle.
And Lucas Birch is back on to attempt the extra point. Boland will be the holder. Line gets ready. Lucas says he's ready for the snap. There comes a snap a little bit high. Put down the kick. He's up, and this kick is going to be good. So with 9:27 left to go in the third quarter, your score, the Vimont Eagles 38 and the Denver Hawks 14. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
Back at Eagles Stadium on the campus of Vimont High School, the Vimont Eagles extending their lead now to 39-14, 9:27 left in the third quarter. Tommy Warhurst alongside Dave Sargent. Glad you're with us for Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. The kickoff from the Hawks taken at the 27-yard line. This time run back to the 35, to the 40, and out to near the 46-yard line. Actually, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds about the 43, so the Hawks will put it in play from their own 43-yard line now, trailing Vimont 39-40.
Had a nice play again over there on the far sideline, and I thought, as Yogi Berra would say, we were going to have deja vu all over again. He had a nice seam, and he had some momentum going first. Didn't see what eagle broke through, but somebody broke through and stopped him before he could get up the full head of steam.
So first and 10, Danville now from their own 45-yard line. McKay will operate under center with a receiver to the far side of the field. He hands it off to Self. Self turns the far corner, gets across midfield, gets across the 40, down to the 35-yard line is Ryan Self. And that is good enough for a Danville Hawk first down, and we've seen some explosive offensive plays so far in the second half. Coach Llewellyn has made a couple of adjustments, I believe, Dave.
He really has. That was a beautiful overfield tackle by Bowen to save a touchdown. He's the safety back there, the last defender. and made a good open field tackle, wrapped up both legs, and brought him down, but not after a big, until after a big game by the Danville Hawks.
So it's first and 10 for Danville now from the Vinemont Eagle 36-yard line. They'll hand it off this time to Locklear, and he gets forward for about 4 yards down to near the 33-yard line.
Stop that time over on the right side, far side of the field from us, number 14, Trey Guthrie. It'll bring up a second down and about seven to go for the Danville Hawks.
Hawks working left to right here in the third quarter as you listen to your radio. They'll send one receiver to the near side. A wing comes to the near side as well. Split backs behind McKay. McKay's going to hand it off to 44, Ryan Self again. And Self gets back to near the line of scrimmage before he stopped by a couple of Eagles leading the charge that time. Number 68, Ryan Reynolds.
Line judge looks like he might give him a half a yard forward progress. It's still going to bring up a third down and about six to go for the Hawks. Ball inside Eagle territory at the 32-yard line. So regardless of what happens on this play, if they don't gain the first down yardage, we'll probably see them snap it again.
The Hawks will have one receiver to the far side. The slot man goes in motion that way. The handoff goes to Ryan Self, turning the far corner, and he gets to the 30, and he's cut down there. That's going to be Trey Guthrie that cuts him down right about the 30-yard line. So here we're going to see a big fourth down play now from Danville.
Yes, been tested, and this is the kind of test that defensive coordinator wants his defensive line to have. He hasn't had many of them. They haven't had many of these in this game. A big possession down here. Let's see if the defense can step up and stop.
Fourth down and four now for the Danville Hawks. The ball resting on the Vinemont Eagle 30-yard line. They're working left to right. They have one receiver to the far side. A wing behind McKay. McKay wants to keep it. Turns near corner. 30. And it's down at the 28-yard line. That's number three, Garrett Boland, on the first down stop for the Vinemont Eagles. He stopped him short of the first down marker, so Vinemont will take over first and 10 now from their own 27-yard line.
Yeah, that time the quarterback had a couple of blockers out in front of him. But Boland was able to split the seam, get back there, made a beautiful open field tackle again. That play was going to gain the first down, but a beautiful stop. Turned the ball over to the Eagles.
And the Eagles lead 39-14. We've got 6:54 left to go in the third quarter. Garrett Boland will operate from the shotgun. He'll have John Michael Dye behind him. He'll have Trey Guthrie on a wing to the near side. And then the running back also in the backfield is number 32, Deke Wright. Ball resting on the Eagle 27-yard line. Boland from the shotgun now. Takes a snap, hands off to John Michael Dye. John Michael Dye is across the 30 and out to the 35. Drops the football on the turf. And the Danville Hawks say they have recovered it. And it looks like the officials will confirm that. Danville recovers the John Michael Dye fumble at the 32-yard line.
I was just about to say that Dye has done an outstanding job tonight holding on to football. As he came through the line of scrimmage, you had several defenders for the Hawks pulling on his arm, but he kept it high and tight. That's how you want your backs to carry the football, high and tight. But as he made it through the line, he did a spin, was caused to spin, and somebody came in and punched it out from underneath. And the Hawks have it set up in Vinemont Eagle territory.
It's first and 10 from the Eagle 37-yard line now. McKay on a quarterback keeper has the 30, 25, 20. Still on his feet, foot race to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Hawks. Noah McKay on a quarterback keeper. And now so far, Dave, the Danville Hawks have had some answers in the second half.
They've won the second half thus far. Of course, they've had two possessions to Vinemont's one. Neither defense has stopped the other team here in the second half. I take that back. Vinemont did stop Danville, but then turned the ball right back over to them.
The extra point attempt from the Hawks is no good, so the clock has stopped. 6:34 left to go in the third quarter. Your score, Vinemont 39, Danville 20. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building Sales Consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything, from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Back at Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vine Mountain High School, the Danville Hawks inching up to the Vine Mountain Eagles so far. It's 39-20. It was 25-7 at halftime, if I remember correctly.
Well, that's correct.
We've had some offensive scores here so far in the third quarter. The kickoff from the Danville Hawks goes out of bounds about the one-yard line. It looked like it was going to go into the end zone for a touchback, and it went out of bounds barely about the half-yard line.
Well, do they not have the option to re-kick? Yes, they do. It looked like the officials were marking the ball down there. But the Vimont's going to obviously have them re-kick. Or take the ball, rather, at their 35-yard line. That's what they're going to do. Take the ball at the 35-yard line. We do have a couple of scores up here. We misquoted the Hansville score a minute ago. Actually, Hansville trails Winston County in the third quarter, 34-0. And Addison is trailing Tanner 27-0 in the third.
So on first down and 10 now, Vinemont has it on their own 35-yard line, leading Danville 39-20 with 6:34 left in the third quarter. Handoff goes to Bo Wright. Bo tries to turn to far corner. He fumbles the football, but it looks like Vinemont falls back on it about the 36-yard line. That could have been a costly turnover. Fumble recovered that time by Mason Lindsay right about the 36-yard line. That was a big save by the senior.
It was. Look what happened in the first half. It was the Hawks turning the ball over and giving Vinemont short fields. If Vinemont had lost that fumble, that would have been two short fields for the Danville Hawks, and this bank game could have gotten interesting real quick.
So give Mason Lindsay credit for 2 yards on the carry. It's second down and 8 after the fumble recovery. Ball's on the 37-yard line of the Eagles.
Penalty marker at the snap.
Flag on the field about the 35-yard line. We'll check the penalty. False start the call against Vinemont, so that'll back them up 5 yards, and they'll push the football back to near the Vinemont Eagle 32-yard line.
You know, we don't have instant replay in the high school level, and so that fumble would not have been reviewed. I believe that Bo Wright's knee was down before the ball came out, but it would not have been reviewed, and the play would have probably gone toward Danville had it stood.
Heat timeout on the field, and we'll take this moment to say a special thank you to the folks who make Friday Night Live possible to you. They are Joe Coretti Auto Service, Specialty Pharmacy, Scissor Salon, Odin's Auto Glass, Morton Buildings, Good Hope Pharmacy, Cyber Broadband, and my company, Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, all proud sponsors of Friday Night Live each and every Friday night here on Coleman's Live 95. And if you like high school football, you're going to love Sports Talk Live, which comes your way each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 4 until 6. Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes talk sports on the high school level, the college level, and even the professional level, and even take your phone calls each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 4 until 6 on Sports Talk Live each and every Tuesday and Thursday here on Coleman's Live 95.
Ronnie Barnes, of course, former basketball coach here at Vinemont High School and principal here. So Ronnie knows sports. He knows it well, knows how to coach it well. So be some exciting time on Sports Talk Live with Ronnie Barnes and Jason Spiegel.
They have a good time talking sports, and they give away some moolah, too, compliments of People's Bank. They'll hide cash all around town and give you clues on where to find it. So tune in each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon for Sports Talk Live. It is second down at 12 for Vinemont now from their own 32-yard line. Handoff goes. Hard to get a number on that one. That's 9. That's a new running back in the ball game. That's Colby Nicholas. And he gets up to the 35-yard line.
Colby has been in the game. I believe that is his first carry. He's one of the defensive backs on the in the secondary for the Hawks. We have another flag on the field. Let's see what it is this time. If I'm a gambling man, I'm going to say it's offsides or motion.
The official discussing the penalty on the far side of the field.
A couple more scores to update you on while we're waiting for them to decipher all this. As I mentioned, it's Winston County 34, Hansville 0 in the third. Westport leads Columbia 20-14 in the third. Randolph over Fairview 14-8 in the third. And still a halftime score from Cold Springs and Southeastern 12-6 Eagles. And Tanner leads Addison in the third 27-0.
The officials are still discussing the penalty on the far side of the field about the 30-yard line. This is a pretty long discussion.
Joe Pace going to confer and make sure that they have the call right before they make it.
Personal foul. The call against both squads. Those penalties will offset.
Offsetting penalty, Kyle.
So the offsetting penalties brings the play to naught. It'll still be second down and 12. Now for the Vinemont Eagles, ball resting on the Vinemont 35-yard line. They took number 70, Mason Lindsay, out of the ball game off the offensive line. So my 2 cents might be Mason Lindsay was involved on the Vinemont side.
Was involved, but I don't believe there was an ejection. I believe he's just been taken out to cool down a little bit.
Third down and 10 for the Eagles.
Coach Llewellyn still discussing the call with the official on the far side of the field, but the ball is ready for play. Third down and 10 Vinemont now from their own 35-yard line. High snap taken down by Bolin. He hands it off this time to Nicholas again, and Nicholas gets to maybe the 36-yard line. A big stop that time by number 51 of the Danville Hawks. Getting in there on the stop that time was Justin Grinshaw.
Grinshaw Holder also over there redirecting the play back toward the inside. Brings up a fourth down. And a punting situation for the Eagles in punt formation.
This will be Nicholas's first punt of the night. If memory serves me correct, the Vinemont Eagles have been fortunate to get first downs and get touchdowns on the night. But on fourth and 35, Nicholas will punt it away from his own 21-yard line.
Self, a dangerous runner, back to field the punt.
Good kick from Nicholas. A good spiral that hits at about the 37-yard line, but then takes a Hawk bounce back up to the 40. So that's where the Danville Hawks will put it in play. First and 10 from their own 40-yard line. We have 4 minutes, 35 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Vinemont leading Danville 39-20. It's homecoming night here at Vinemont.
That's what you want your 9-iron to do right there. The ball hit the ground, stopped, had a little spin on it. Of course, in football, you don't want it. Roll forward for another 10, 15 yards.
First and 10 for Danville now from their own 40-yard line. Receiver split to the far side, split backs behind McKay. McKay's going to hand it off to Ryan Self. He's on a sweep on the far side across midfield. 40, 35, 30. Run out of bounds at the Vinemont Eagle 31-yard line. Actually, they're going to say he stepped out way back up at about the 37-yard line. But that play, just as it has been successful for Vinemont on the sweep in the second half, that sweep to Self has been successful for Danville.
Number 44, Self, has definitely caught his second wind here in the second half. He's running with reckless abandon. Deke Wright came up and put a hard lick on him and got up, but that's one of those licks that you worry that the defender gets up maybe a little groggy. Concussion-type lick is where I'm going, but I believe Deke's okay. He put a hard lick. Addison player last week that was probably heard here in Vinemont, and with that being said, they've taken Deke Wright out now to let him rest a little bit.
And Coach Alan Scott has taken a timeout to kind of get the composure back of the Vinemont Eagles that looked impressive on defense through two and a half quarters, and so far here in the third quarter, they've given up a couple of points and given up some big plays.
They're still comfortably ahead on the scoreboard, 39-20, but Danville has scored quickly here in the second half. They've put up 13 unanswered, 13-7. Vinemont has scored here in the second half, so those 13 points have made it a ball game and at least given the Danville Hawks that needed momentum that they need to have to get back into this ball game.
So it's first and 10 for Danville now from the Vinemont 37-yard line. They'll have one receiver to the near side. The wing comes this way. The backs are split behind McKay. McKay's going to keep it, tries to turn the near corner, and does. He gets across the 35 and out of bounds about the 31-yard line. But we've got two flags back on the field at about the 36-yard line.
Usually thrown where you would see holding, but we'll see what the call is.
And you're exactly right, Dave. Holding the call against the Danville Hawks, and the penalty flags are setting at about the 36-yard line, so that will hopefully push the football back to about the 46-yard line.
So Weimar gets a little help this time from Danville, impeding his drive. Won't call out the number of the lineman that was guilty of the infraction, but every body that threw a hanky was looking at the same person, so you kind of figured that was coming.
So it's first down and 20 for Danville now. From the Eagle 47-yard line. They want to throw. They fire complete down to near the 43-yard line. McKay's pass complete to Drake Sapp.
Actually, they're going to call it incomplete. The official over there on the side said that he was juggling the ball when he caught it and went out of bounds. So it's going to bring up a second down.
Well, they moved the football forward 2 yards.
They did move the football, but if you watch this guy right here,
yeah,
he's going jungle and gave the out of bounds.
Well, the football, the previous line of scrimmage was the 47.
Right,
they got this spotted at the 45. So
maybe he got overruled by another official that I didn't see. So he was right here in front of us.
Penalty marker.
On second down, penalty markers in the backfield again. They'll call a false start against Danville, so the positive yardage on the pass play will be negated, and they'll back him up 5 more yards, and they'll put the football down right at midfield, right at the 50-yard line. The clock is stopped with 4 seconds left in the third quarter. The Weimar Eagles lead the Danville Hawks 39-20.
It's second down now and about 21 yards to go. The scoreboard said 17, but it's actually closer to 21, 22 yards to go for the
second
first down.
Second and 22 now for Danville, working left to right. A receiver to the near side with a slot. Two backs in the backfield. The handoff goes to 22, Drake Sapp. And Sapp's going to be racked up behind the line of scrimmage. I see 71, Matthew Weems back there.
Drake right the first one there. Beautiful play coming up from his defensive back position on a stunt. Got back there, caught the receiver, runner, about the time he received the ball. Actually going to lose about maybe a half a yard on that play.
So third down and 23, we'll call it now for Danville. Ball resting just on the Danville side of the 50-yard line. One receiver split to the far side. The wing goes that way. The backs are split behind McKay. McKay wants to run the option to the far side of the field. He keeps it and gets across the 45 and fights his way down to about the 42-yard line.
Nice pickup on that play, but not near enough for the first. So it brings up a fourth down and long, about 15 yards to go. They're in Eagle territory. They're down 19 points. There's 2:46 to go in the third. So Danville will come up with something to try to pick up that yardage.
And that something may very well be what's worked for him so far tonight, and that will be the toss sweep to Ryan Self trying to get the corner. We'll watch and see what Coach Llewellyn calls. It's fourth down and 15 for Danville. From the Weimar Eagle 43-yard line. McKay, the quarterback under center, wants to throw. Rose to the far side, has pressure, fires, incomplete. Intended for Drake Sapp at about the 40-yard line. Wouldn't have been anywhere near a first down, but good pressure that time from the Weimar D.
Matthew Williams was back there on him real quick. I don't know if it was a missed assignment or if he just juked his blocker, but he was in the face of the quarterback almost immediately. So, and that pressure on the quarterback is what caused the incompletion. So Weimar will take over on downs in their own territory.
So Weimar will have it first down and 10 from their own 44-yard line. They lead Danville 39-20. We've got 2:18 left in the third quarter. I'm Tommy Warhurst alongside Dave Sargent. Glad you're with us tonight. Homecoming night, 2014 at Weimar. Toss to Michael Dye across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Just a toss sweep from Dye. Good for about 3 yards.
Was a good play that time by by the left side of the offensive line for Bynum. Also, number 51 for the Danville Hawks comes up and makes a nice defensive play, albeit 3 yards downfield. Don't have his number on here, so can't tell you his name.
It'll be second down and 7 for Vinemont now from 47-yard line. Over to the near side. He's flanked by Deke Wright. Michael Dye stands behind Garrett Bolden, who operates out of the shotgun. Dye takes the handoff again, dancing around the right side of his offensive line across the 50-yard line down to the 49-yard line goes John Michael Dye.
They're going to mark it down inside of Danville Hawk territory and brings up a third down and short. Very manageable here. This might be the time that we see the toss sweep to John Michael Dye. Or we haven't seen that misdirection play that Eagles ran with success in the first half. Might be a time to pull that one out again.
Third down and 3 for the Eagles now, just inside Hawk territory. Inside handoff to John Michael Dye, breaking tackles and fighting down to the 46-yard line. Good enough for a Vinemont first down.
Nice little misdirection play. Handoff left side of the formation. Goes off right tackle. Play picks up 4 yards.
It is. An Eagle
first down. First down pickup for the Eagles.
They'll put the football down at the Danville Hawk 46-yard line. Clock rolling now. 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Vinemont with a 39-20 lead over the Hawks and the Eagles. First hit the Danville 46-yard line. Bull Wright's on a wing to the near side. He corrects in position beside him. John Dye in the backfield behind the quarterback, Bolin. Dye takes the handoff across the 45 down to the 41-yard line. Again, 3-4 yards out of John Dye each and every carry.
We've mentioned that Vinemont Eagle senior line has done a great job of opening up holes, but I'll tell you somebody else that we may have overlooked a little bit is Deke Wright. He has been blowing through that line and knocking out the linebacker that's left there. That's not picked up by the offensive line and putting him down and making good yardage situations, positive yardage for the Eagles. That's going to bring us to the end of the third quarter.
And after 3 quarters of play, your score, the Eagles 9 and the Danville Hawks 20. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Welcome back to Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School. The beginning of the fourth quarter has the Vinemont Eagles with the 39-20 lead over the Danville Hawks.
We snapped the ball in the fourth quarter, but there is a penalty that whistled the play dead. Not sure that I saw what the call was. It's against Danville, whatever it was. Probably, we're going to guess, offsides. And that is going to be real close. The Eagles needed 5. It was 2nd and 5 That moves up very close to a first down.
Second to the inches, I think, if he's barely nudged the football forward, they can get a first
down. Looks, from our view, it looks like he's got the first down. They're going to measure, I believe. But from the angle, we're pretty much in line with it. It looks like he may have the first down. Got a couple of updates here on scores. West Point now leads Columbiana in the third, 28-14. Winston County, 34. Hansville High School, 6 in the third. In the third, Randolph, 14. Fairview, 8. Tanner still leading Addison, 27-0. That's the last score we have on that one. New score report again. Oakman leads Holly Pond, 41-6 in the third.
The officials are measuring the gain to the penalty to see if it is enough for a first down or not. It was really, really close from our vantage point. The way they had the two sticks lined up, it looked like they should have given them a first down, but they're going to mark them just a few inches shy. The football is resting at the Danville Hawk 37-yard line.
This was what you would call second and really, really short.
Garrett Boland will operate out of the shotgun for the Eagles. Keeping the quarterback here. He's got the first down and more down to the 30-yard line. Rambles Garrett Boland.
Nice 7-yard pickup right up the pike. Nothing fancy about that. It was quarterback keeper all the way. You almost, when it's that short to go for the first down to move the sticks, you almost hate operating out of the shotgun because now you're 4 yards back from what you need. Whereas if you're under center, all you've got to do is take the snap and move forward. But nice pickup of 7 yards that time for the Eagles.
It'll be first and 10 Vinemont now from the Danville 30-yard line. Garrett will operate out of the shotgun. He'll have Bo Wright in the backfield, John Michael Dyer, and also Deke Wright. Handoff this time comes to John Michael Dye, and he's caught down about the 30 behind the line of scrimmage. Probably the first time he's been caught, and actually it wasn't Dye, it was Bo Wright on the carry, but one of the first times the Eagles have been caught behind the line of scrimmage tonight.
Well, they tried to run something deep that time. That time they brought Wright out of his wing position around almost similar to an end around and handed it off to him. So he's 7-8 yards deep when he gets the ball, and one of the It just didn't move fast enough, and the defensive secondary for Danville was able to sniff it out and drop him for a loss of about one.
So it'll be second down and 11 for Vinemont now. Working left to right, Bo Wright and Deke Wright are to the near side. John Michael Dye stands to the left of Garrett Boland. Dye takes the handoff, running off tackle down to the 25, all the way down to the 22-yard line is John Michael Dye. That carry good enough for about 7 yards.
What John Michael Dye does is he takes little short, choppy steps, and he's always got his center of balance over his feet where it needs to be. That's what makes him able to shift and change directions so quickly, and what has made him such an effective runner this year.
They give him 8 yards on the carry. Third down and 2 now for Vinemont from Danville, 22-yard line.
There it is.
Good hard snap count from Garrett Boland. It looks like he may have drawn the Hawks offsides.
Another offside. I think both quarterbacks are changing cadences, maybe hard counting a little bit, because that's what, the fifth offside penalty we've had all the evening?
In the first half, it was the Danville Hawks drawing Vinemont offsides, but here in the second half, the roles have kind of been reversed.
Right.
So with the penalty, it pushes the football down to the 17-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Eagles now from the Hawks' 17-yard line. The Eagles have the football, and they lead Danville 39-20. We've got 9 minutes and 52 seconds left in the ball game. John Michael Dye, Deke Wright, and Bo Wright in the backfield beside quarterback Garrett Boland. Handoff goes to Bo Wright. He's hit at the 15-yard line. It dances away, and then a couple more Hawks catch up to him there. So he's going to be stopped right about the 16. They're going to mark him down to about 17-yard line.
Bo Wright on the carry.
No gain on that play, but that was amazing. Bo Wright hit two Danville defenders head-on and sent both of them sprawling backwards. And he retained his feet, was finally brought down out of bounds for no gain. Maybe a pickup of one since it was second down and 11.
So it's second down and 10 now. from the 17-yard line. Von Mott driving. Handoff this time to John Michael Dye. He's across the line of scrimmage to the 10, dragging Hawks with him all the way down to the 4-yard line. Is John Michael Dye. He'll have enough for another Vinemont Eagle first down inside the 5.
First and goal for the Eagles. This right here,
another Eagle.
You don't ever want to say, it'll nail the coffin shut, but this right here would make an almost insurmountable lead. So this is a big, big series of downs coming up here for the Eagles.
On first down and goal, the Eagles change out some personnel. They'll send 24 into the ball game. That's Dalton Herforth, and he'll be the wing to the far side. John Michael Dye will be split to the near side next to Garrett Bolden. The other running back there is Deke Wright. Herforth gets the handoff, and he dives into the end zone for the Vinemont Eagle touchdown.
Beautiful play again. Hand off to the left hand of the left-hand side of the formation. He comes back across, goes over right tackle. Nice big hole. Gives the offensive line plenty of time with that misdirection to open up the hole. And Vinemont leads 45-20 with the extra point to come.
And in to attempt the extra point is Lucas Birch. It'll be out of the hole to quarterback Garrett Bolin. The snap, the place. The kick is up, and the kick can block, so it's no good. With 8:45 left to go in the ballgame, your score, Vinemont 45 and Danville 20. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, 2 drive-through windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157 next to the hospital.
Back at Eagle Stadium, the Vinemont Eagles extend their lead now to 45-20 with 8:45 left to go in the ballgame. Tommy Warhurst alongside Dave Sargent. Glad you're with us here for Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. The kickoff is taken by the Danville Hawks at about the 26-27-yard line, and they're put down right there. Good kickoff coverage that time from Vinemont.
I don't believe number 33, Locklear, really wanted to pick up the football. I think he would rather somebody else have had it. It's live football. He had to pick it up, and he almost waited too late. As soon as he picked it up, there, on spot. Long way to go for the Danville Hawks, and a long way to go on the scoreboard as well.
The Hawks will start from their own 28-yard line. First and 10, one receiver split to the near side, one across the way. Lone back behind McKay. McKay wants to throw. Now he's going to tuck it and run across the 30, out to the 35, out to the 37-yard line before he's stopped there by Derek Ransom.
Nice 8-yard pickup on first down for the Hawks, but they're going to have to do something to conserve clock if they want to try to make a run at Vinemont before this game's over. Still 8 minutes to go in the football game, but you're down 25 points, so you're going to have to start looking at conserving some clock with some plays near the sidelines or pass plays, something of that nature.
Second down and short now for Danville from their own 36-yard line. McKay hands it off to Self. Self picks up the first down and has a little bit more all the way out to the 43-yard line. He's been a hard runner tonight for Coastal Weatherland's Danville Hawks.
He has, and he seems to have had more energy here in the second half, been running a little tougher here in the second half. That may be because he's gained his second win, or it may be that maybe Vinemont's defensive line that has worked so hard all night long may be getting a little gassed.
Self's carry picks up. The Danville Hawk first down. The ball resting on the Hawk 41-yard line.
Hamburgers, hot dogs, and chicken sandwiches half price.
7 minutes, 35 seconds left in the ball game. Vinemont leads 45-20. Wings to either side. Receiver split to the near side, and somebody on the offensive line went on one, and McKay told him in the huddle it was going to be on two.
On two. Yeah, the left side of the line thought it was one thing. The right side thought it was another, so You know, the guy that the pulling guard, just trying to get a little extra step, get out there in front of his back, guilty of the infraction.
My first thought was it was going to be one of these plays where the center snaps the ball and no one else moves, but a couple of the linemen and the running backs.
Right,
right. It wasn't designed that way.
You see that on extra points a lot.
So first down and 15 for the Danville Hawks now from their own 37-yard line. Wings split to either side, and receiver cuts his weapon to Sapp, and Sapp is hit in the backfield. A good stick that time made by Christian Misek.
Right, also deep right there on the tackle for the Vinemont Eagles. It almost looked like that ball had been put on the ground the way the players were looking around. It was like an odd-looking play. Regardless, it lost about 7.5 yards and brings up a second down and long.
Second down and 18 for the Hawks now. McKay is going to keep it. He tucks it under his corner, comes to the near side, runs across the 40, across the 45, and out to midfield goes McKay, the quarterback. A good carry that time, and he's going to be about 2 yards shy of a first down.
Very nice pickup on a second down and 17. We have an Eagle that's injured. That's Deke Wright. No, it's 22.
It is 32.
Oh, it is 32. Deke Wright down on the field. Looks like probably a cramp. They're working on the calf.
So the injury timeout, the clock has stopped. 6:21 left to go in the ball game. The Vinemont Eagles with a 45-20 lead over Danville. We'll be back. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service, plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Back at Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School. 6:21 left to go in the ball game. The Vinemont Eagles with a 45-20 lead over the Danville Hawks. It's homecoming night here at Vinemont, and the Vinemont Eagles have put on a show so far for the homecoming crowd.
They have. A lot of offense out of the Eagles tonight. Now the clock definitely in Vinemont's favor as we're about to move under 6 minutes to go in the game. Down and two for the Hawks from the 50.
Inside handoff this time to 22, Sapp. He's got the first down and more, still on his feet to the 40, fighting down to the 35, to the 20, all the way to the 20-yard line is Drake Sapp, and that's going to be good enough for a Danville Hawk first down.
Another Danville first
Garrett
down.
Bowen tripped just enough in the middle there to make him lose a step, or he would have gone for a touchdown on that run right there. It was wide open up the middle, but that little trip that Bowen was able to make happen, let the other defenders catch up and put him down. It's first and 10 regardless.
First and 10 for the Hawks net. McKay will operate under center. He'll hand it off again to Sapp running right up the middle, and Sapp gets inside the 20 down to near the 19-yard line.
Looks like big number 74, Nicholas Mann, on the tackle that time for the Eagles. Nice 4-yard pickup on first down. That's what you want. You want at least 4 yards every time you run the ball, whatever play it is. But again, running yardage is also running clock against the Danville Hawks.
So it's second down and 7 for the Hawks now. Handoff on the far side of the field goes to Self, trying to run that sweep, and there are two or three Vinemont Eagles over there waiting on him. He'll get a yard, but not near the yardage he's been getting, turning the corner.
And again, kept it inbound, so the clock continues to run. Now under 5 minutes to go, 4:58 in the contest, and Vinemont leading by 25.
It'll be third down and 2 for Danville now. The football resting right about the 15-yard line. Vinemont leads 45-20 with 4 minutes, 40 seconds left to go in the ball game. But Danville driving. McKay under center. Hands it off right to his fullback running. That's going to be Sapp again. Right up into the line of scrimmage. He's going to be good enough for a first down. Put the football down right about the 12-yard line. And Danville got a good drive going.
Got some fresh jerseys in there for the Eagles. Give the boys, maybe they don't play as often, some crucial playing time. Give them a chance to stop the Hawks with the game pretty firmly in hand.
So it's first down and 10, Danville now, from the Vinemont Eagle 11-yard line. Hawk brings them to the line, or not, McKay brings the Hawks to the line. Receiver to the near side and split backs behind him. He's going to hand it off to Self, and Self has the 10, has the 5 down near the goal line. And they're going to stop him, it looks like, just shy about the 1-yard line. We've got a flag, though, back at about the 4, maybe in the area of holding.
Yep, that's what it looks like to me. That or face mask, but I don't think it was a... It was
holding against Danville.
Holding the call against Danville.
Sometimes you'll get a block to the face or something down in that area, and they'll call a face mask, but that's generally holding, as you cited.
So the flag is about the 4-yard line. It's a 10-yard penalty. They'll buck him up, and it should be right about the 14-yard line.
4 minutes to go in the contest. Nice homecoming evening for the Vinemont Eagles, leading 25-20.
So with a penalty, it'll be first down and 12. They can't get a first down right about the 3-yard line. McKay will operate under center, split backs. He's going to keep it, turns the right corner. He's got running room to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown, Danville.
Quarterback keeps it. Touchdown for Danville.
Noah McKay basically untouched as he ran off the right corner and into the end zone for another Danville Hawk first down.
You know, I was going to get the stat before the game of the most total points scored in a Vinemont-Danville clash. Had that number right in front of me. Didn't write it down. Wish I would have. This has got to be in the ballpark of the most points scored between the two teams.
Forty-five to 20 now, Vinemont on top as we await the extra point. The snap, the place, the kick is up, and this one is no good. So the clock is stopped with 3:46 left to go in the ball game. Your score, Vinemont 45 and Danville 26. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Back at Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School, homecoming night 2014 for the Vinemont Eagles, and they have a 45-26 lead over the Danville Hawks. The kickoff from Danville is going to be taken about the 15-yard line, run back to the 20, to the 25, out to the 30, still running out to the 33, to the 35, and across the 35, out to the 36-yard line.
Near the 35-yard
good kick
line.
Return that time for the Vinemont Eagles. It looks like it's Bo Wright with the kick return.
Extra, he's just a tough guy to bring down. Everybody hops on his back, and he just totes him right down the field. He literally was hit 15 yards back up the field and just kept the legs churning.
A lot of new clean jerseys in the ballgame now for Vinemont. Going to get some playing time on offense with 3:37 left to go in the ballgame. It's 45-26 Vinemont over Danville. Gabe Bailey will be in the backfield, as will Kobe Nicholas. Handoff goes to 9. That's Nicholas. And he'll lose about a yard, but at this point in time, rolling clock, is all Coach Alan Scott has in mind.
You know, Danville's enrollment on the last numbers taken, they have 297 students in grades, I think it's 9 through 12, is that what they do? Then Vinemont's got their enrollment is 240. So you're talking about 50-something player or students difference between classification 4A and 3A. Vinemont looks like they have more participation in their football program than Danville does.
On second down and 12 now. Snapped up, leaking a shotgun. Beta is going to keep it, and he's wrestled down there by two or three Danville Hawks. And, you know, if your program has been down a little bit and you've been struggling for Coach Llewellyn, it may be tough to get some kids to come out.
That's right. You know, you see Addison over the years, a team that's been very successful for a long time. You can go out there. They were 1A that moved up to 2A. Last week and go out, you got 60, 70 kids on the sideline. It looks like. I didn't count them. But.
Yeah. Well, the Vinemont Eagles have a good support staff on the sideline too. When you get a program that starts winning ball games and going to the playoffs like Coach Scott has, you get more kids that want to come out and be a part of it.
Absolutely. Taking over the program 3 to 4 years ago.
On third down and long, the handoff goes to Herforth again. Herforth maybe out a yard, but it'll be fourth down now for Vinemont.
Punting unit running onto the field now for the Eagles as we're about to move down to a minute and a half left in the ball game. Vinemont up 45-26 on homecoming at Vinemont Eagle Stadium.
Kobe Nicholas will do the punting chores for Vinemont. The Danville Hawks will have Sapp standing back at his own 37-yard line. A good snap. Kind of a wobbly spiral kick from Nicholas. Going to be picked up at the 40. Run to the 45. Breaking tackles across the 46 out to the 50-yard line. Go the Danville Hawks. So they'll have the football right at midfield with 1 minute, 5 seconds left to go in the ball game. Vinemont leading 45-26.
You know, it took a long time for him to get that snap that time. It looked like they might be trying to draw Danville off and get an extra 5 yards to help the punter out. Danville didn't take the bait, went ahead and snapped it, and I think that took the rhythm off of the punt sequence just a little bit, so it was more of a, it went higher than it went longer.
1 minute left to go in the ball game. Vinemont with a 45-26 lead on homecoming night 2014 for the Vinemont Eagles.
First
ball resting square on the 50-yard line.
5 left on the clock.
McKay under center. He hands it off, turning the far corner across midfield, and with good running room goes Gray Dillon. And Dillon gets all the way down to about the 35-yard line.
That's that little misdirection they have had success with in the second half. They'll go off of right or left tackle, and then once they get into the secondary, then they run back across the grain. And it's been successful for him here in the second half.
First down carry now from the 35-yard line. Clock rolling now inside 45 seconds to go in the ball game. McKay under center, fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it himself. Turns a far corner, dances away from a couple of Eagles, and then has two of them that wrap him up right about the 30-yard line. He stays in bounds. So now the clock is inside of 25 seconds to go. That may be the last play of the ball game.
I think Danville has all their timeouts left here in the second half. They don't seem to be interested in stopping the clock, so that they may snap it one more time.
It looks like the Hawks will get one more playoff. It'll be second down and 4. A little bit of confusion in the backfield, but they make a handoff to 14, and he runs down to the 25-yard line before he stopped and before time expires. So, on homecoming night, 2014, the Vinemont Eagles are victorious by a score of 45-26. We'll be back This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors, Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while, but your insurance is about you and protecting your family, and you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Back at Eagle Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School, Tommy Warhurst along Dave Sargent. It is a homecoming victory for the Vinemont Eagles, 45-20 over the Danville, 45-26. Over the Danville Hawks, and we expected a lot of ground game tonight from Vinemont, Dave, and we saw, I think, exactly what we expected.
Be interesting to see what the final statistics are. Vinemont had a ton of yardage on the ground. I would say probably getting close to 300 yards rushing tonight. Of course, Danville turned it up here in the second half as well. Something we were going to mention earlier, for those who may be nearby, Vinemont Eagle Band is going to be doing their halftime show immediately following the close of this game. They're playing the alma mater right now. As soon as that's finished, I imagine the Eagle Band will take the field. So if you want to come by and see pre-admission, get to see the halftime show, we invite you to do so.
Most of the ground game tonight was John Michael Dye, but he had a lot of help from Bo Wright and the running backs in the backfield. I mean, what do you say about John Michael Dye, also Trey Guthrie, and then Bo Wright? I mean, those guys really carried the load tonight.
And Deke Wright, blowing the holes open in the backfield just about all night, in basically playing what would be the fullback position in a wing T, and going through the hole and opening up what was left over defenders in those holes.
So. Yeah, and speaking of those holes, that was one thing, again, that Coach Scott said in the pregame, is you got to give credit to those guys up front. And the same thing tonight, Blanton and Rusk and Weems and Lindsay and Millwood all opening up some big holes tonight in the offensive line.
You just can't put a value on a senior offensive line. That is a huge advantage to any team that has that, and Vinemont has that this year. I think they've got one underclassman on the line. I think everybody else is seniors.
Da 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 da.